If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Now, you guys make, different, I guess you put a DVD in?
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
That's the way it is? Then I just hate you, and I hate your ass face!
Now, you're a guy who, I don't know your name.
LA radio station K-Rock host, Kevin and Bean.
I'd rather be stuck in an elevator with Nathan Lane, Gilbert Gottfried, Carrot Top, Sean Hayes, or you get the picture.
This is the city, Los Angeles, California.
Hollywood, can you handle this?
Come on, you can't be serious. She's an Oriental, for Christ's sake.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
And now,
let's do this right so we can all go home and do the wife or the girlfriend thing, all right? Let's suit up, ladies. Time to punch in.
Our feature presentation.
Anyway, there's, we heard, I thought it was over from the feeling. Really good. Different. Anyway, I thought it was over, too, with the phones. Let's try one more time with Lisa. Hello, Lisa. No, it's still not working. I could hear that weird breathing and stuff.
It's weird. That's you, Rodney.
Wow, that's really sad.
Okay, let's move on.
Should we hold the phone up to the mic, maybe?
Yes.
That's the answer.
Well, anyway, we don't have Lisa, but I do have some of the songs that are on the charts. I'll read off the songs. Let's see. We got number one. We got the Ting Tings. That's not my name. Anyway, let's hear the number one song in England from Ting Tings. That's not my name. Courtesy of Lisa with London Calling.
Who's still on the phone.
Clearly.
Can't be heard.
So, you guys know how the phone works. Could she hear? She couldn't hear Rodney is what
right.
was going on,
I
right?
think she couldn't hear anything he was saying, but she was there, and we could have heard her had she talked,
had
I think.
She spoken, right, yeah. Exactly. That's pretty strong. I mean, he's a dynamic entertainer. There's no question about that.
It's riveting radio, I mean, is what that is.
Everybody handles that differently, and it happens to everybody.
Everyone,
but,
yes.
But you learn just kind of to cut your losses and move on to whatever's next, and, go back if you can, but if you can't, you can't.
So what I love about Rodney is that you can throw anything at him, and he can't be rattled. I mean, it doesn't matter. He is always ready for every situation. He's got it handled.
Xerox, the document company.
This is supposed to play something now. Wait a sec, because I'm going to make this work. This is the newest song, okay, with Dolly and Ricky Van Shelton. Let's see if this works or not. There it is. Let's try it now, because I really like this song. Oh, yeah. A little patience, and we'll get there, okay? Here's Dolly and Ricky.
That's
see,
pretty good.
A plume,
that's a pro
a
right
plum.
There.
Besides Dolly and Ricky and how bad that was.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
although I didn't
right.
realize the pause was quite so long while I'm trying to get the damn thing to play.
No, but a lot of people panic and push wrong buttons or whatever. You were cool. You
Thank
weren't Rodney
guys.
Cool.
I mean, no.
he
was the master.
He was ready to let that go for about 10 minutes, you know. I don't know. Maybe I should hold the phone up to the microphone. That's what he said at one point, as if it's going to mic it.
I can just see that happening right now. The board up looking at Rodney going, no.
That won't work.
Well, we've had more than our fair share
of
phone trouble. That's for sure. Or people who are supposed to be on the phone and then aren't, or we're getting ready to talk to them and then they drop off. I mean, all that stuff has happened to us. So we do have sympathy for those situations, like Kevin said. It happens to everybody. But I hope it happens to Rodney more often. Hey, I don't know if we're going to have time for it today. Kevin, are you getting the email anymore? Do you have the internets at home anymore?
I got to tell you, I've been behind on my email. Uh-huh. So I thought this morning, I'm going to get up early this morning, and I am going to just give it like 40 minutes. I'm going to go through every email, check everything, make sure. Got up, and I could not connect to the internet.
Oh, nothing. Sat there for a half hour trying to figure. I was Rodney.
That's frustrating.
Maybe I could click here. Oh, so I didn't check one email this morning or yesterday.
Because in our business, you know, there's a lot of communication going on, a lot of decisions to be made, a lot of information just circulating around. And I noticed that ever since Las Vegas, since before Las Vegas, Kevin has been completely absent. I mean, just like not involved in anything. And I just wondered if all the emails we send are ending up in the backseat of your car, like everything you take out of the station.
No, I think they're still in my inbox, but I can't access it. I don't know.
Well, you didn't see this one then. Right. And Lisa, you're especially going to love this.
Okay.
A listener named JJ wrote to us. He has a friend, you guys, that lives in Rockwood, Tennessee. Does that name ring a bell? Does that city sound familiar to you?
Rockwood, Tennessee. No.
We talked about it on yesterday's show.
Mm.
It's only the town where Megan Fox is from, mother effers.
Oh,
how can I forget that?
I have a friend that lives in Rockwood, Tennessee. By the way, yesterday we debuted our new bit called Let's Talk About Megan Fox, which is going to be a regular feature here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She knows where the hospital is that she was born in. She knows where the house is where she grew up. And she also knows her dad and where he lives. So if you need any pictures or information, let me know. I will have her send it to me. Also, please call if you have any questions. It sounds to me like we've got a guest lined up for the next Let's Talk About Megan Fox.
I like it. So you're standing outside the house where she was raised.
Yes, I am. What's that like?
What's that like? Pretty cool.
This is going to be as riveting as Let's Talk About Megan Fox was.
That's what we're talking about.
Every
Thank
bit
you,
as
Thank you for
fascinating
your
to the listeners, as fulfilling a break as we could ever. Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Let's all talk
about Megan Fox. Foxy lady. So what's the hospital look like where she was born? Is it cool?
Yeah,
those
it's
kinds
white.
Of questions
looks old.
We can ask. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be good. So I don't know. Maybe as soon as tomorrow we can line this up. I mean, I don't think there's any reason
don't
to wait.
Don't tease me like that unless we can really do it.
I know. Hey,
I'm
wait a minute. Are you mocking?
I hate to take today off.
Me, never.
Wait a
you
minute.
You guys are brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
You're ahead of your time.
If you don't have anything to add to Let's Talk About Megan Fox, then we'll just put you back in the basement at the beginning of the segment rather than wait till
the
end.
I'm excited.
Right?
Can't you tell?
Don't you mock us. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 27th of...
That's
Come
hot.
On.
Wow.
Come on.
Finally.
With that one.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes.
I think she got somewhere.
That's so hot.
Nicely done.
It's Wednesday, the 27th of...
Oh, you want it again? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't have it again.
All right. Let's talk about today's show. We got Jack Johnson tickets for you today.
Yes, we
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Gonna have to earn them. Have a little game after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Which I think you will enjoy. You know, Carrie Byron, should she have red hair? On MythBusters,
yes.
She's
yes.
Oh yeah, the redhead.
Yes,
on MythBusters, we're going to talk to her today about the MythBusters episode on the NASA moon hoax or landing, depending on which you believe.
How is this?
Still?
I'll save my questions for the panel, but I don't understand how people can doubt it. I honestly, this is one that some conspiracies or cover ups. I go, well, I can see where the doubt comes from, but something like this that is so well documented with so many people involved and was not done just one time. They went back to the moon 6 more times. This is the type of thing that I think people need to accept and move on.
Joe Rogan, you agree?
You're talking out of your ass, dummy.
All right. Sorry.
Well, we'll find out what kind of evidence they've got.
Yesterday, we were going to try to talk to Ellie and Desi Fox. They are a team of sorts. They work together for a common goal.
Yes.
That goal being an orgasm.
Right.
They are a mother-daughter porn team.
Oh, God. That's what I'm talking about.
They were unable to make it yesterday, so we're going to try and talk to them again today.
Okay.
They don't with porn, not so good with directions.
They don't do they don't have sex with each other because that would be gross.
Sure.
But they're in the same scene.
But they'll tag team a dude?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I have a clip from one of their mother daughter films if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
I gotta rent that.
Let you hear that all day.
Gotta rent that.
Gotta rent that. What does that mean? Oh, I
the
see.
Movie.
The
movie.
You own it.
I got you. Also, we have a new feature for you. Our security guard Charles is only the best. He sure is.
He is, yeah.
And he's written a book called You Could Be a Winner, Too. And he's going to be a life coach. We're going to bring him in. We're going to have him take calls from you, the K-Rock listeners. You can ask him anything that he that you have, any questions you have about your life, and he'll give you an answer.
Excellent.
Let's all keep it funky now.
Let me tell you something about our man Charles, by the way. I'm not much for life coaching, but I will tell you that if I could have a little piece of Charles' attitude in life, I think I'd be better off, and I think many of us would, because that dude is happy all the time.
You're actually the exact opposite of Charles.
Yeah, I kind of am. Maybe I do need to spend a little bit of time with Charles, but he has a tremendous outlook on life.
Yeah, he's the best.
Guy his age, it just seems healthy and happy, and you couldn't ask for anything more.
Every day when I leave, I walk past a little security booth, and I say, keep it funky. Mm-hmm. And he just shouts out as I'm walking away, and juicy. All right. Thank you, Charles. Encountering public sex today.
Oh, this is based on something that happened to Bean.
Yes, it is. Bean saw an elevator open and then said, hey, what are they doing?
What are they looking for?
Yeah, it was loving an elevator, that's for sure.
Genital warts. Tell you all about that today.
No.
Don't do that. No. Now you're ruining it.
Come on.
He has warts on his genitals.
Oh.
If we have time, I don't know if we're going to have time, but I sure would like to get to the King of Mexico's race training at some point today. Maybe we can do it today or tomorrow. But he's that run is this weekend, the 10K.
Oh.
What day is it, Mike?
Sunday.
All right. So he's got a few more days to prepare. He is on pace right now to run 300 yards.
Right. And then collapse. He can't even walk after that. So, but his race training is something that I'm sure you would want to emulate if you were going to run a 10K.
That new video that's up of Psycho Mike, who is training Dave to prepare for the race. You guys are where? On Santa Monica Beach? Is that where you took him?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How far did he go? Now, granted, he's running in sand, which is a little tougher, but that's why it's great training for a race. How far did he go before he collapsed into the sand?
9 yards.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's our boy.
So, and he's convinced that's enough, and he'll do fine.
He'll really do fine.
You can't be an invited guest to a charity event like that and then just embarrass yourself and the station by not being able to finish the race. He kind of has an obligation, I think, to put up a good showing on Sunday.
Well, the first video involves Ralph Garman, who talks all this crap about keep Kevin drunk, and yet he didn't even get drunk himself.
That's our guy right there. Who yesterday was going to go run, but he was tired from the weekend.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, having spent some time with him in Las Vegas, we were there for the swingers party. He certainly trains like an athlete.
Warts on his genitals.
Oh, there's that too.
And he comes up with these really weird kind of cockamamie ideas on nutrition and exercise that he likes to stick to, and he pulls them out of nowhere, and I love it. That's what I love about Dave.
Based on no science.
Yeah. You just make stuff up.
And I learned a little bit about aerodynamics watching the swimming at the Olympics this year. Isn't Dave's rat tail going to slow him down? Isn't that going to cut down his time as well?
Well, that's funny. Have you seen how small it is?
I have.
It really is just, I think we put a picture up online. If we haven't yet, we will. But yeah, it's just stupid. I mean, it's just, can't even call it a rat tail.
Stryker's tail is bigger than Dave's rat tail.
And don't forget, also keep listening for your chance to win Rise Against tickets at the Hollywood Palladium. You could qualify for that drawing that we're going to do on Friday for Rise Against to come to your house and play in your garage. So keep listening for that. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Chances every hour for you to not only win your tickets to see Rise Against, their upcoming Palladium show. By the way, tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But also have a chance to have them come play your garage. We'll do the grand prize drawing Friday morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on?
You know, once in a while I get casting notices sent to me in the email.
Right.
Mm-hmm. People who are casting for projects will send me a notice hoping that I will mention it on the air and maybe they'll find some people who want to be on their television show.
Right.
This came across my desk. Bean, you have a big screaming sound effect you can get ready? Like someone who's just an abject horror?
Uh-oh. Let's see what I can find.
Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, you need it at the beginning. I'm sorry. No.
I'll go into the story and then you have something for me at the end, right?
All right, I got it.
This statement says, ready to audition? 40 eligible men and women needed, ages 21 to 35 years old. And there's a phone number that you call. Casting for the third season of A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Yeah, no, and horror.
It wasn't horror.
That's all I had, I'm sorry.
Come on, dude.
Don't you have?
No!
What about Rickles? Oh, God damn it, no.
A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila is coming back? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, for their third season.
Let me try one.
Oh, God, no, 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 no.
See, because the lesbian she picked in season two wouldn't have her. So now she's coming back for another shot at love.
Well, this time it'll stick.
This time it'll work.
Yeah. And this time she's also going to talk about how she's had her heart broken twice now.
Right.
No, I need to find a serious person because I've had my heart broken twice now. I don't know whether I like guys or girls. I don't know what I like.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
Well, I guess people watch it, right? I mean, they don't bring them back unless they're a big hit.
That's for sure. Thanks for the audio backup, too, Bean. Nice.
I'm Tila Tequila.
Nice punctuation there. That's good. Exactly what I was hoping for. I've heard much longer.
Ed Asner. God damn it, no, right? That would be, I mean, not Ed, sure. Rickles. That would have been perfect.
I didn't know that you were looking for I thought you were looking for a scream, like a horror scream or something. I have plenty of but that's not
could've
what
used it.
For,
could've used it then.
I didn't know ahead of time what the story was going to be.
What Bean did use was Lisa May getting the silver in fencing.
That's right.
In China.
Maybe she can fence with Tila Tequila.
She did very well.
Oh, sad news. Nicolette Sheridan and Michael Bolton have split up again.
No.
Yeah. No. You know, they were originally together from 1992 to 1997. Then they started back up again in 2005. And now apparently it's over again, according to People Magazine.
God damn it, no!
There it is.
If those kids can't make it work, what hope do the rest of us have?
But at some point, she had to again realize, like she did the first time she dumped him, oh my God, that's Michael Bolton.
Yeah, just because you cut his hair doesn't mean he's not Michael Bolton.
That's right.
Keep that in mind. This is sad news. One of my favorite guys in the world.
In a world where guys do movie trailers.
That's the announcer voice guy?
Don LaFontaine is apparently very sick. He is currently being treated in Cedars-Sinai Hospital with a blood clot in his left lung.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, he is in critical condition, so that's sad news, because I've met him a couple times. He's very talented and very funny and a real good guy.
And he's seen a lot of commercials. Success. Looks like he's got a big sense of humor.
Yeah, he's done work for Family Guy from time to time, so I run into him over there awesome. in the green room while we're waiting to record. And he's just such a friendly, nice guy and has made a lot of money.
Yeah. He's done like 90% of those big voice trailers for the movies.
You know, when he works, I've heard he gets a driver. He's got a limo who drives him because he can get in more jobs per day if he doesn't have to worry about parking.
Right.
And he's got a fax machine and a computer inside the limo.
My God.
So they can get him the changes in his copy while he's driving around from gig to gig. And he does a dozen jobs sometimes in a day. Just hauling ass.
So. Got a hell of a voice.
Get well soon, Don. And the Summer of Death continues.
Oh, don't encourage Bean's Summer of
I'm
Death.
Just saying it's true, man. It's not me.
Dave Freeman.
Oh, no!
The man who wrote the book 100 Things to Do Before You Die died from a fall in his Venice, California home this week.
How old was he?
He was 47, Lisa.
God. Do we know where he was on the list?
Family say he got through about half of his list. Yeah, so.
Awful.
Maybe you should pick up the pace if you have that book and you're starting to go through the list. I'm just saying. Even the guy who wrote it couldn't quite knock him out. So.
I just assumed, by the way, when I saw this story, that he had been to all of those places to write the book. And that's why he was recommending them to others. But it's very funny that he never made it to half the places.
Yeah. He had some ridiculous things, too. You should go on a voodoo pilgrimage to Haiti. Was one of his things on his list.
Okay.
You should attend the Academy Awards. I'd like to, but you can't just go.
Not yeah, really. They won't
they
just have
to
you.
Ask you.
Ass. You should go to the moon. I mean, let's Glad might as well.
He has warts on his genitals.
No, he doesn't. I think so. Congratulations to Victoria's Secret model Alessandra Ambrosio. She and her boyfriend Jamie Mazur welcomed their first daughter into the world Sunday in Brazil.
Shame she's not hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't have a surrogate or anything. I mean, she actually.
She had the whole birthing thing herself.
Here we go.
Yeah, I know.
That's wrong.
I know. Should,
if you're a Victoria's Secret model, part of the contract you sign should be I will not naturally birth children.
How do you run the risk? How do you run the risk of doing damage to that? Perfection. Right. When will
Seriously.
You learn?
Speaking of first daughters, who saw Chelsea Clinton at the convention last night?
Ooh, I did.
Not
Isn't
watching
she,
that convention.
She's getting unbelievably hot. Like,
well, hey, easy.
Over for
easy.
Chelsea here.
For Chelsea.
Easy.
She's not Victoria's Secret model.
That's why you can't say unbelievably hot for someone. Is that either unbelievably hot or they're not?
She's become an attractive young woman.
She is much more attractive than she used to be, yes.
I'm saying the distance she traveled between when we were all making the White House dog jokes a few years ago to what she looks like now is quite a distance. That's all. It's impressive.
But she's not unbelievably hot.
No.
For Chelsea.
No. Compared, you can't say that for someone. You can't.
Compared to five years ago.
Compared to where she started, yeah.
Well, she was a gawky teenager when we saw it. Let's see some teenage pictures of you compared to how you looked when you were when you're in your 20s.
Look at pictures of him now.
Let's see how the difference is.
I was just impressed. That's all. She came out a lot better than I thought she would.
She's attractive, yes. Speaking of... I can't say attractive. Speaking of not attractive, Kirsten Dunst in the news.
In the news, rather.
Ooh, scared myself there. Apparently, she is in a hot and heavy relationship with Justin Long, who just recently broke up with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, I saw the photos.
Wow. He's heading in the wrong direction.
The New York Daily News has photos of them just tonsil hockey, making out, waiting for service at a club called the Sunset Junction in Los Angeles. Just going at it. And now the Sunset Junction is going to be burnt to the ground.
Well, no choice.
Now it's got Kirsten juice all over it.
Oh. That is no way to live.
What's that all about?
I don't know, because he seems like a, you know, super likable guy who could probably get a pretty hot woman. Like, why settle for Kirsten Dunst? I can't understand that one.
Drew Barrymore, how do you go there?
What kind of control does she have over people?
I don't know, but she's dated some really hot guys.
She must be a hypnotist in
her. You will love me.
Yep.
In her day job. And Jennifer Garner, this is a sweet story. Apparently, her TV dad, Victor Garber from Alias, is just like her real dad.
Really?
She was going to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center for a checkup on Monday because, you know, she's going to have another baby. She's a mama to be. And he went with her just for moral support.
That's nice.
And he also married her and Ben, you know, in their beach wedding. He was the officiant there. Yeah. So apparently they have a real tight relationship, which is kind of cool, because I always liked him on that show, and we've had him on the show here. He seems like a real nice guy.
I'm not a big fan of the way he treated her when she was a kid, though, training her to be a spy, and she didn't even have a choice.
That was a TV show, Kevin!
But she didn't have a choice, Ralph.
It never gets old. Speaking of our favorite TV shows, Lost is currently in production. It's coming back to ABC, you know, in the fall. Mm-hmm. And apparently Michelle Rodriguez is coming back to the show.
Nobel.
Really?
Nobel.
Nobel.
Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Peace Prize.
We saw her killed, right? I mean...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We saw her get shot down
dead.
We're
not continuing until the bell goes away. Thank you. Apparently she is returning as Ana Lucia Cortez.
People don't die on the island, Bean. You know that.
Yeah.
But we don't know whether she's coming back as a ghost or it'll be a flashback or what the deal is. But
I hope she's soaking wet again and talking backwards like the kid.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hope that's the case.
I hope they got a driver for her when she goes on the set. That's all I hope, because I know she likes to raid the mini bar and get behind the wheel.
Bean's gay bell. He's got to ring it every time a hot girl gets mentioned on the air. It's stupid. Throw it in the trash. That bell.
Wow. Wow. Where'd that come from?
Said it my whole life. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chandra Wilson from Grey's Anatomy is 39 years old today. Sarah Chalk from Scrubs.
Yeah.
How cute is she on Scrubs?
Hot.
She's adorable. 32 years old. Our buddy Tony Canal of No Doubt turns 38 years old today. And Paul Rubens, probably better known as Pee Wee Herman, celebrates his 56th birthday today.
Oh, no kidding.
You know Paul, Pee Wee Herman's 56?
No.
I'm really old.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Dude, you look totally ready. I've never seen anybody more pumped and ready and in shape.
That's right.
Dave the King of Mexico is, it's Kevin and me, by the way, 608. Dave the King of Mexico is running in a race this weekend, the Nike Human Race.
By the way, thanks to me, sold out. Can't get in anymore.
Because
of you? Are you eating right now?
No.
No, he's not. He's just effed up from the weekend.
Difficult to understand?
Yeah. So, okay. Thanks to you, it's sold out. You think?
Thanks to me, it's sold out.
That's the reason people can't get in anymore?
Yep.
Okay. Is that Kanye?
No, Kanye's performing.
Aren't there lots of celebrities involved, right, Dave?
No, just me.
Kanye's performing, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it might have something to do with that.
Why can't we get a straight answer out of Dave anymore? Where's all this tattitude coming from where he's just contrary
now?
Used to be we could talk to you and you'd give us answers that reasonably resembled the questions, and now it's like you're doing your own show, Dave.
No way.
Don't make us add this music.
Seriously, we'll do it. Come on, be part of the team here, Dave. Pay attention.
All right, now, Dave, the Nike Human Race is 10K, almost 6 miles.
6.2 miles,
yes. Tell us about your incredible training regimen. Well, yeah, there's another video up, by the way. If you want to go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean page, videos. And then you can click on the link, and it'll show you the second. There's two training videos up of Dave the King of Mexico as he gets ready for this 10K.
It shows us doing our beach training.
Right.
Yeah.
And you run like a girl. And I've never seen a person, a man, with a wide running stance, but Dave has it.
He certainly does.
I don't know if he's advertising for gay men or what with that, but wow, what a strange pattern his legs create.
Your strides are longer when they're shoulder length, so your strides are longer.
I'm not talking about longer. I'm talking about wider.
I know. That's why you get a bigger motion of your steps, dude. That's why. That's what I was taught.
Doesn't make any sense.
What I was taught in running class.
His feet. You didn't take running class. There's no such thing as running class. His feet are like 4 feet outside of his shoulders. It's like, what the hell? I don't even understand how you do that.
Dave, what's the furthest you've run as you're preparing for the race on Sunday?
Oh, during training?
Mm-hmm.
2 miles.
And how long is the race?
6.2 miles.
Then how do you feel like you're prepared?
Oh, way prepared.
See, as a marathon runner, you're never supposed to run the actual full amount.
Right. If you're running a marathon, that's true.
Yes.
But you're not.
So this is a mini marathon, so I'm running mini miles, you know?
Well, okay. It's hard to argue with that. You know? I mean, that's makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, what was your deal this weekend about not eating meat? I didn't even understand that. We were in Vegas, and Dave said, I'm not going to eat any meat this weekend.
I wasn't meat. I didn't want to eat bad.
You didn't say bad. You said meat.
No, I said, well,
I was there. You said,
I don't want to eat hamburgers, basically what I was saying.
Didn't want to eat hamburgers.
Yeah.
And then what did
you do? And then what did you order?
Hamburger.
Hamburger. Okay. Why did you not want to eat a hamburger this weekend, though? Because the race is not until next Sunday. And this was, I think, Saturday.
Because I know if I ate one hamburger, I was going to eat four, like, you know, in a day.
So, okay.
Because they're really good, and I really like them. And I didn't want to overindulge, and yeah, I did, so.
Okay.
All right. So that's...
So that was good. That was good training right there.
Yeah.
So far, eating badly and only running 2 miles
once. And not exercising, right. What's the point of Psycho Mike, who could prepare you for this race to make a tremendous showing? And I know it's not, you know, a competition. It's not like you're in it to win it or anything like that. But you don't want to embarrass yourself or the station. Why even hang out with Psycho Mike, who has good advice on nutrition and training, and just ignore all of it?
Look, Monday through Thursday, I'm all Mike's and, you know... I'm ready to be there for Mike, and he's doing a good job. Friday through Sunday.
You don't get 3 days off. You're training for a 10K?
Yeah.
That's not how it works. All right, let me ask Mike. Monday through Thursday, is he all yours? He does everything you want?
Well, no. The thing, Dave's really receptive. He'll listen to what I have to say. He just doesn't apply any of it.
Right.
You know?
So none.
Yeah.
Where did he get all of his cockamamie ideas? Do you have any idea where that stuff comes from?
I don't know. No, that I don't
diet,
know.
Diet, exercise?
I really think that's like an ingrained Mexican DNA in him, because all Mexicans have wacky ideas and myths on health. We've heard it. We did the phone-in call.
Yeah.
Right. The call-in where these people call in and they're like, you got to rub Bengay in your eyes if you have the flu. I think Dave has the same thing going for him. Look, when it comes to nutrition.
You guys are worried, but trust me. I'm going to shine in this 10K.
But how are you going to do that? You've never run 6 miles in your life. You're not exactly in running shape.
I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fine.
What Dave doesn't understand, and he's counting on the fact that he's just going to be rise to the occasion when he gets to the starting point and there's all those people there and the shutters of the cameras and everything. He's just going to be able to go on sheer will and energy. But what he doesn't understand is that's going to tire him out even more. And he's going to get to the first mile and he's going to be going, all right, doing good so far. I'm getting tired. Oh, my God. I have five more of these.
Right, right. And then he's going to start crying. And
just
then,
like Forrest, I'm going to run. And just keep running.
I have some audio from the actual video of them training on the beach. This is before they start, and Psycho Mike is trying to kind of, you know, give him a pep talk so that he is ready to train.
Now, this is up at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean video section. There's a part one that we already have highlighted for you, and this is part two, the most recent training video. Let's see how Dave does.
What you need to do is get yourself some speed. You need to get some flexibility. You need to get some quickness, Dave. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To put this in other words, this is all you got to concern yourself with.
Make me have me do this.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Are you ready?
All right.
Ready, set, go.
And that's where he starts running with the widest run I've ever seen him on. I don't even know how he stays above the ground.
That was sand running, man.
That was
beach running.
See, because Dave said Mickey never made me do this. Because that's a Rocky reference.
Right.
I see.
It seems like maybe we're looking at a Rocky training montage, except with a very different ending to Rocky 3 is going to be happening this Sunday.
And a better looking boxer.
Yeah. Sure enough. And then after they run, Dave, I don't know, Dave makes it 40 yards. 35 yards?
Not even. No way. He makes like 10 yards.
And have you ever ran in the sand? It's hard.
And dies?
Well, of course it's hard. That's why Mike was having you do it, because you run in the sand a lot. It's hard. It gets your muscles, you know, worked up. And then it's easier to run on Sunday on pavement.
The guy who's going to run a 10K says, you ever done that? It's hard. Right. That's why you got to get in shape before you do that. So here's after the race when Dave is doubled over trying to catch his breath.
He'll never run in this Nike human race in this shape.
Yes.
Dave, the king of Mexico.
That's right.
Period.
Hey, come on.
Dave, I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Dave, the king of Mexico.
Oh, man. All right, we need to take bets on his time, I think. I mean, I think we need to really try to figure out, because he's going to go 6.2 miles.
And look, I got 2 hours before Kanye goes on, so I got plenty of time to run this, man, and I'm going to rock it.
What's a reasonable time that the average person, Mike, would run a race like that, Mike?
Well, like a 10-minute mile is that's you're moving pretty good. You've trained. You got something to be happy about.
People that run 6 miles can do that generally?
Yeah. So an hour, I would say, would be a admirable time. It's not great, but it's not bad.
I'm going to say
As our marker. I would say Dave's going to be pushing 2 hours.
I'm going to say over 2 hours. I'm going to say 2 hours plus.
Yeah.
Because he wants to make it 2 hours, because that's when Kanye performs at the finish line.
So you're saying Miss Kanye?
I'm saying you're going to. You don't have any choice. Unless you have a friend, bring a bike.
Dave, you're going to be speed walking mostly, right? You learned that on the Olympics.
No, I won't speed walk. I'm going to run it all, man.
I'm going to say 2 hours and 25 minutes.
I'm going to say...
And that's not true. You are not going to run the whole way.
There's no, of course not.
There's no way.
I am going to say an hour
we don't care about
and
you.
25 minutes.
An hour 25. All right.
All right.
Bean?
I'm going to give Dave the benefit of the doubt. And I know I shouldn't, and I know this is potentially a sucker bet. But Dave does surprise me sometimes. Not lately, by the way. But he does surprise me sometimes with accomplishing more than we expect him to, because we have low expectations of Dave.
Well, we should. Look at his training.
I'm going to say 152.
All right. Lisa?
205.
All right, and whoever gets closest, what are we doing? Credits?
Sure.
20 credits apiece?
Sure.
Ooh, that's kind of rich for my blood.
10.
20 credits is rich for his blood. What'd you say? I'm sorry, Lisa. 205?
205.
Look, Allen Iverson had it right. Practice? Who needs practice?
Allen Iverson is a genuine supreme talent from birth.
And if you're going to train, if you're going to base your training off anybody, it should be Allen Iverson.
Allen does good work.
And finally, we get that question answered. Did they really... Was the moon landing really a hoax? Did they really fake that? Because, let's face it, I've been up nights wondering about that. Mythbusters on the Discovery Channel is going to be... Sorry, it's like Petros is here for a minute. It's going to be on tonight at 9 o'clock, and we'll talk to Carrie Bryan, one of the hosts of that, coming up this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show.
We started a new feature called Instant Request, and people have responded to it strongly. They email us, and they say, I'd like to hear so-and-so talk to so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Different guests that we have on the show from time to time, and we like to put them together and see what that would be like. And we got an email. I apologize to the emailer because we were unable to put our hands on it recently, so we can't give you credit. But somebody that listens to our show wanted to hear Cruz Bustamante talk to Mayor Villaraigosa.
Oh, no.
Now, refresh my memory on Mr. Bustamante. He was a guy who was running for governor. He was lieutenant governor, and he was running for governor?
Yes.
At one point when Gray Davis was in all his trouble, right?
Yes, and he said, I lost weight, so elect me.
Right.
Vote for me because I used to be fat, and now I'm all that.
Right, I promised I would lose 10 pounds, and I did. So now you can trust me to keep my promise.
Right.
All right. Well, it's been a while since we talked to Mr. Bustamante, but let's bring him onto the line first and see how Cruz is doing.
Don't we have some type of intro that we could play first, don't you think?
Well, I believe we do.
All right.
Listen up, everyone. New instant. Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Bean.
Instant request.
Hey, Mr. Bustamante.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. How are you?
First of all, I have, you know, I lost 43 pounds.
43 pounds. I'm sorry, I said 10.
It wasn't 10 right. pounds, okay?
I apologize.
So we should have voted for you to be governor of California because you're able to lose 43 pounds?
That's right, because I can lead by example, eh?
Okay. I see. Okay.
That's how I do it. Say hello to my loss of weight.
All right, so we have Mr. Visconti on the line. Now, the emailer also wanted to hear, I guess, in the same conversation, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa from the great city of Los Angeles. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're good. are you familiar with, are you friendly with Mr. Visconti, or do you guys not know each other well?
Yeah, I know him. Yeah, I know him, too. How you doing, man? Hey, how you doing? I've been good. I'm good to be here.
Well, what's why all the weapons, guys?
Because we have them and we can shoot them. Right?
Okay.
And people respect you. People need to respect you. They need to fear you. First, you get the money. Yeah. Then you get the weapons. Then you get the women. Yeah. Women. Oh, you run to the highness like crazy. Oh, now that I'm saying the women can't keep their hands off me. Me and Cruz, we go down to Chillers in El Monte.
Yeah.
And we walk into the bar. And they're like, oh, look at those boys over there.
That's right. Oh, they can't get their eyes off us.
We throw a yayo around the bathroom. Everybody comes to snort the lines. And
you get a big bump. Get mess with me. No. They're on your knees, bitches.
Wow.
You think I'm a monkey, huh? How many costs? You want to mess with us?
What's going on here? Well, they're not your typical politicians, are they?
You guys really cruise chicks at Chillers?
Cruise chicks! All right. He said cruise, you're never cruise. He said cruise.
Oh, sorry.
<It's> okay. Well, it's great that you two finally got to be on the radio together, thanks to the K-Rock listener that suggested it. We
get
very much enjoyed hearing
it. Governor and Lieutenant Governor.
What?
Oh, is that the plan?
Bustamante. That's right. That's the ticket. 2012 or whatever.
Whatever the election is.
We don't know, but that's what the ticket would be.
Neither of you knows when the election is?
Doesn't matter. Yay! We took Sacramento by storm.
It's going to be raining brown in California.
I do not want to hear that.
That sounds like bad news.
That sounds horrible.
Sounds good to me.
Who's going to be at the top of the ticket? Have you guys decided?
I think it's going to be Bustamante.
I think it's going to be Veracosta.
I said Bustamante!
I said Veracosta!
Oh, no. No, guys.
Come on. You want to mess with me, Maricon?
All right.
Okay.
I've mentioned before that they're adding new stuff to KROQ.com all the time, and they've got a pretty good music news feature that's up there on the front page now every day. And just this morning, I read details on how Muse has written a bunch of songs for their fifth album, which is going to be coming out next year. So if you love that band like we do, you're going to be very excited to know that they are well on the way toward making a new record, and we'll have more information coming up soon. Right now, 640, time for the Kevin Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. That's still the number after all these years, thanks to Jimmy Kimmel. You call, leave a message, we play it back on the radio.
Hey, how can you tell if a pregnant woman uses a vibrator? The kid stutters. Why is the dollar so low?
Not a very good Bean impression, but maybe we finally have an answer to why Bean talks like that.
I don't know that any of that made sense.
Have
you ever noticed that Bean... always take a deep breath.
Yes. Excuse me, I'm on a ventilator, okay? It's a miracle that I'm able to do this show on oxygen as it is.
You're not on a ventilator. You're not on oxygen.
Well, it does sound like this.
Hey, Bean, you have that genital warts commercial that we seem to be... playing about every 30 seconds here on K-Rock?
Forced to play because apparently they've identified our audience as the most likely to have all communicable diseases. Yeah, I do.
We're looking for individuals from the Los Angeles area who are currently experiencing an outbreak of genital warts.
And you must be a Kevin and Bean fan.
And they're doing some kind of a study where they'll pay you.
Yeah.
To try some, you know, new stuff on you.
Experiment.
Salve or something. Yeah.
Kevin and Bean, good news. I was just checking my crotch region, and yeah, I got genital warts. Score!
Score!
Congratulations. I hear you get a free lunch, and they validate your parking if you go down there, so way to go.
That guy totally wins.
Well, thank you. This weekend was awesome. Usually... men run away from me, I really thank you for those 15 minutes in heaven that you gave me.
Oh, that's nice.
I will never, ever forget it. Thank you. I hope your back is okay. Call me.
I don't think Ralph calls them again after you swing. I think that's it, sir. I think you're on your own.
You just get the one shot and then he moves on?
Yeah. Plenty of other people to get up next, yeah.
I find Dane Cook sort of funny. I think he's a good storyteller. I seem to be in the minority in this room, though.
True. But not in the world.
I don't know, this guy.
Dane Cook needs to stop making these stupid comedies, man. He keeps doing these stupid comedies about him and some girl he likes or some girl that likes him. You're not funny, Dane Cook. You're not funny. I hear these rants that Ralph does about Larry the Cable Guy. He should do one about Dane Cook because Dane Cook is half as bad as he is. Come on, man. We got to fix this. We have to solve this problem. Screw cancer. Screw AIDS. We need to solve our problem with Dane Cook. Now, America. Now.
It's from last night's convention.
Yeah, right. I'm torn because I can't decide whether Dane Cook is a worse actor or a worse comedian. I mean, it's really neck and neck.
I will tell you, though, that I am getting kind of tired of the movie about the guy that has the job that no one really has.
Right.
You can hire me to go.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Turn your woman off so she'll like you. I don't even understand that. I don't even know where they get that from. And finally, some response to our man, Dave, the King of Mexico, who has a lot going on right now. He's training for the Nike human race.
Mm-hmm.
10K this Sunday. Not really training. He's growing a rat tail, which is a tiny little mini, like, ponytail coming out of the back of his hair. You can see it at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. There's a picture of it.
Did you use a microscope?
Pretty
get
much,
really
yeah.
close.
Yeah. It's just pathetic.
I'm serious, Dave. You. You and your stupid fingerless gloves. Your rat tail, your neck beard, your cardigans, everything about you. You useless little piece of fucking had a text message across on the Apple line. You know, it would spell FKCU. Come on, at least Psycho Mike has some kind of talent. He comes up with a little funny little songs. What do you come up with? You know, the Clippers song. Just shut up. Just shut the up.
Finally, someone speaks for America.
Now, you would think that guy got it off his chest, right?
He did.
Sounded to me like he hit everything there was, yeah.
Thorough.
Nope. Called right back.
And one last thing. You, Dave.
Okay, there you go. Now we got it all in.
A lot of times we ignore something very important, even if it's right under our noses. In this case, it definitely is. I'm talking about your smile. I'm Fred Joyle with 1-800-DENTIST, here to bug you again about taking care of your teeth. I know it's easy to put off seeing a dentist. Hey, I've done it myself. But what I learned the hard way is that neglecting your teeth only seems to have an upside. A lot can go wrong before teeth start to hurt.
Bud Light, local band spotlight.
This month's Bud Light Local Band Spotlight is on LA Satisfaction. Their EP, Cougars, Sharks, and Flying Sparks, is in stores now. And here's a taste of their new single, So We'll Just Take the Night.
I'm such a fool, I can't control my vicious inhibition. Who dare hand the key to the city to a man of my position? I'm in trouble now, so it seems. Tend to take it off like a laser beam. It's such a sick routine. But heaven knows that we don't have the heart, so we'll just take the night. Oh, but I just don't know what's wrong or right.
That was K-Rock Locals Only Band Satisfaction, the Bud Light Local Band Spotlight this month.
Endless refreshment from start to finish. Bud Light keeps it coming.
Have high gas prices got you down? Let OCTA's buses give you a lift. Orange County Transportation Authority's clean, safe, and reliable buses can take you just about anywhere in Orange County for only $1.25. To save money and the environment, dump the pump and spare the air by hopping aboard OCTA buses. Plan your next trip by clicking online at OCTA.net. Hop on an OCTA bus and check out the Spare the Air Music Festival with performances by The Used, Seosin, Lit, Sugar Cult, and many more. Stop by the OCTA booth at the Spare Share the Air Music Festival for your free one-day bus pass. Be a part of the pollution solution. Orange County Transportation Authority's clean, safe, and reliable buses can take you just about anywhere in Orange County for only $1.25. Plan your next trip by clicking online at OCTA.net. Dump the pump and spare the air by hopping aboard OCTA buses today.
It's an endless summer at Hustler Casino Los Angeles. Every Saturday, you can win chances to spin for big cash or the keys to a stunning Porsche Cayman S. No purchase necessary to win. Hustler Casino, minutes from downtown L.A. off the 110. You don't have to go to Vegas to gamble. HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Thank you for all coming to my press conference today about how Esurance helps take the hassle out of auto insurance.
Aaron, we know that you could quote buy printed Esurance, but what happens if I'm in an accident?
Esurance customers benefit from the same ease and convenience if you ever get into trouble on the road. You can report an accident online or over the phone, 24/7.
So how can concerned drivers help take the hassle out of auto insurance?
Visit Esurance.com or call 1-800-ESURANCE today.
Not available in all states. Paid for by the Esurance Committee to help you save on auto insurance.
Lincoln Park next. Thank you. We're at 6:48 now. Time for traffic. Here's Lisa.
The update is brought to you by United Rentals in the City of Industry. Some heavy traffic approaching an injury accident on the 60 westbound beyond Fullerton Road. It's in the fast lane. They've moved direct to the right shoulder in Santa Fe Springs, South 605 at Telegraph Road, but traffic is still slow from Washington. Stays heavy down to Florence. Watch for a stalled car in the carpool lane on the Harbor Freeway, the 110 southbound around Exposition, and on the North 57 approaching Lambert, there's a ladder in the fast lane. We're looking for mostly sunny skies after some low clouds and fog. Highs will be in the mid-70s and lower 80s at the beaches, mid-80s downtown, low to upper 90s in the valley. United Rentals has more locations than any other equipment rental company. To learn more, call 800-UR-RENTS or visit unitedrentals.com. United Rentals, consider it done. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
K-Rock.
World famous
K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
How about our friend Jack Johnson being in town this weekend? He's playing Sunday at the UCLA Intramural Fields. Is that like polo, like on a horse or something? What's the deal? What goes on over there?
No, it's where they play intramural sports.
Which is just students playing against each other in leagues, basketball,
in
football,
the same
whatever.
School.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bad place to have a concert. But anyway, if you want to go see Jack Johnson, we're going to give you a chance to earn that right after the top of the hour. Is it too soon to call? Call now?
No, they can call now.
Okay, well, it depends. Ralph, do you have something to give away?
No, I'm good.
Okay, then we can call now. 1-800-520-1067.
We're going to bring back a game we haven't played in some time that I think you'll enjoy very much coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday. What's going on?
Bean's the only guy who would go to college and not know what intramural means. That's how disconnected he is from his body or a sport of any kind.
Yeah. He's not really an athlete.
I went to see the Mighty Terrapins at a couple of college football games when I was in college.
Yeah, but did you participate in any sports in college?
Well, of course not. No.
High school?
Did you go out there in the intramural fields and play some ultimate frisbee or something? Nothing?
No, I didn't. Well, that would require moving.
Being 6'6", can you imagine in high school, they probably just kept saying, will you please go out for the basketball team?
Just stand under the basket.
I did play Little League Baseball, and I do, as with the limited memory that I have, I do remember, or maybe I've just been told about it, that there were other parents who were really ticked off that I was on the team because they thought I couldn't possibly be 11 or 12 or whatever it was, right? Because I was so much bigger than everybody else. But then they saw me play, and all of a sudden they weren't that concerned anymore.
They were fine because you weren't.
They wanted you on the team for a completely different reason.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Britney Spears, as you know, will be returning to this year's MTV Video Music Awards, which is good news for her because she made an embarrassment of herself last time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just been announced that she will not be performing on the show, which is good news for us.
Well, how about that?
Because then we won't have to sit through another train wreck.
What's she going to do?
I guess she'll just present.
Just talk?
Yeah. Because MTV is still running spots featuring Britney promoting the September 7th event. But her manager released a statement yesterday saying Britney was never scheduled to perform. She's been very busy recording her new album.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm assuming she'll show, but she just won't be performing.
If she could take anything back, man, it would be that last year's performance.
That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
That was the meltdown. Chris Martin isn't just a proud father, husband, rock star, friend of the show. He's also a seamstress in his spare time.
A seamstress?
Yes.
Hey!
He says that the band, Chris and the band, enjoy making clothes together. And that their sewing circle makes them feel complete.
No.
Oh, you flimsy bastard.
That is no way to live.
Let's all get backstage, gents, and sew some blouses. What do you say? Maybe some fine embroidery on the pockets of some of our shirts.
What is the thing he's doing lately on all of his appearances where he wraps the cloth, little bands of cloth, around one arm of the jacket that he's wearing? Have you seen that?
I have not.
What's that all about?
Yeah. He's sending a signal to the other fellows in the audience. Meet me backstage.
It's got half a dozen bandanas wrapped around one arm. I don't understand
the
statement.
They're rainbow color. I mean, they're all different colors. Yeah.
Yes, they are. Rainbow.
Room's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Chris.
That is no way to live.
It's very odd. Jack Osbourne isn't too pleased with how his father was portrayed on the reality TV series The Osbournes. He tells Rolling Stone magazine that
his father wasn't portrayed as anything.
Yes, he was. His father was portrayed as senile and bumbling. But he thinks his dad is nothing short of a genius and plans to tell the story through a documentary he's directing about his dad.
Good. So we're gonna what a dork.
We're going to get the real story now of the genius that Ozzy is.
I think he's probably both, but in that TV show, they just pretty much captured him now.
Yeah.
And they didn't have an actor. They didn't write stuff to make him look bad.
It's editing, man. It's all in the editing.
Huh.
Made him look bad.
He became my hero all over again when he threw that ham into the next door backyard. That was
pretty awesome.
Genius.
Ozzy is one of those guys that you hear about on the news in married couples where if the wife dies, he's gone 20 minutes later. I mean, he doesn't live a day without his wife.
I was watching Sharon on the America's Got Talent last night. It was a new episode now that the Olympics are over.
Right.
And she's just the smartest, funniest
great
person going. And you can understand how he must rely on her completely.
Yeah.
Because he's the exact opposite. He's just, he seems to be in a constant fog.
Well, it's very much like Kevin and his wife when you think about it.
How
you think Kevin
you?
Could get up in the morning and find his own clothes and know where the car's parked? And, I mean, she has to pin directions to his shirt every morning so we can get to K-Rock. I mean, it's a very similar relationship.
You guys know I can hear, right?
But seriously, you'd die without her.
Yeah.
She runs your
life.
You would.
Yeah. Speaking of last night on the America's Got Talent, David Hasselhoff seemed way drunk.
No, really?
Yeah. Awesome.
And he didn't agree with something that Piers Morgan says, one of the other, the British judge on that show. He said, Piers, here's what I have to say about you. And he got up and he lifted his shirt up and he bent over and showed Piers Morgan his ass. And embroidered on his jeans, on one cheek, was back. And the other one was Hoff. Just back Hoff, man. Back Hoff.
That did not happen.
Really? Happened on TV.
That did really happen.
On TV.
That did not happen.
Embroidered on his jeans. Back Hoff.
Are you kidding?
So just back Hoff, man.
Wow.
Jerry Springer comes out of the host and is like, what was that all that about? Says it on stage.
Wow.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Ruff, do you watch that show because of the Hoff, or are there talented people that you enjoy seeing? Because I've never caught an episode of that.
Both. I got caught up in it last season when that ventriloquist guy won the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was just amazed at how brilliant he was. He was really good.
Unbelievable.
He can sing like the best singer you've ever heard without moving his lips. It's remarkable.
But in different voices.
Different impressions.
I mean, he'll do Liza Minnelli. He'll do Tony Bennett. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, the guy's remarkable. So I got caught up in watching him last season, so I've been watching again this year. But it's fun, too, because they've got the horrible acts. You know, it's like American Idol. You can watch the really awful people.
Mm-hmm. Hasselhoff is a judge. Now, that, to me, disqualifies it from a real show. But it still might be entertaining.
It's entertaining on two levels for
the Hoff loves to rock.
He
That's
does.
True. That's a good point.
Back
good point.
Hoff. Back Hoff. That's all I have to say to you, David.
Embroidered
on his jeans.
Oh.
And speaking of Hasselhoff and famous cars, because, of course, you know he was the Knight Rider.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Forbes magazine, their auto section, has ranked the top 10 hottest cars ever on television.
Okay.
Now, what do they mean by hottest? Just
coolest cars. Coolest cars ever appear on television. I'm furious, as you can imagine, because
of course,
what's number one is what should be number one.
Yeah.
Yes. Number 10, the Black Beauty from the Green Hornet TV series from the 60s. That was a very cool car.
Okay.
The Munster car from the Munsters, the Munster coach. That was pretty cool. That big hearse, hot rod hearse kind of deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Kit from Knight Rider was number 8. Number 7 was the Ford Gran Torino that was driven by Starsky and Hutch in the old series with white stripe up the side.
Okay.
The A-Team van from the A-Team was number 6. Number 5 was the Ferrari Daytona Spider from Miami Vice. That was the one Don Johnson used to drive around.
Sure.
Pretty cool car. Number 4 was the Volvo P1800 from The Saint with Roger Moore. Number 3, the Batmobile from TV's Batman. Number 3.
What could be cooler than that?
What could be cooler than that, Lisa May?
I'll tell you what's number 1, but go ahead.
Number 2, the General Lee from The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Cooler than the Batmobile, the General Lee?
I don't think so.
It's not cool. It's definitely an iconic car that deserves to be on the list. It's not cooler than the Batmobile.
No.
Number 1,
Ghostbuster Mobile. That's what. The Ghostbuster Mobile.
Yeah. First of all, it's TV. And second of all, it's not Ghostbuster.
All right, sorry. Drum roll again, please.
Or not.
There we go.
Magnum PI's Ferrari was number 1.
Boo.
The Ferrari 308 GTS. They said it was the coolest car on television.
That's not much of a list.
No, it's not.
I think it's a good list. It's just
it's out of
wrong order.
Yeah. Wrong order, that's all. Batmobile. Through. Ridiculous. Today's celebrity birthday is Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman. He's 56 years old today. Chandra Wilson from Grey's Anatomy. Or Grey's Anatomy is 39. Tony Kanal, our buddy from No Doubt, is 38. And Sarah Chalk from Scrubs. And she was Becky number 2 on Roseanne. Not Suzanne. That was a different show.
Yeah.
She's 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. And it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. We have tickets for you to see Jack Johnson. He is going to be playing at the UCLA Intramural Fields August 31st, which is this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to give away a pair of tickets, but Jack suggested we give away 4 packs so people could carpool.
He's very environmentally conscious.
So we're going to give away 4 packs of tickets now.
Cool. Why not give away 30 packs and you have to come in a school bus? Why not do that then?
That would work as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a long time since we played the next game, and our friend Stephen Hawking comes by from time to time, the renowned astrophysicist, who's in a wheelchair and talks through a computer voice box. Time for Hawking the Hits, people.
A guy who's lean, a guy who's clean, a guy who talks with a machine. It's time for Stephen Hawking now. Stephen Hawking now. It's time for Hawking the Hits.
Stephen Hawking.
Good morning, Doctor. How you doing?
Hello, Kevin and Bean. Why did the phone ring? I'm in the room.
That's a good point.
I didn't see your wheelchair there. I'm sorry, Doctor.
How could you miss it? It's huge.
All right, let's move on. Explain to the listeners that are...
You move on. I want to talk about why you are an idiot.
Okay, that's fine. But we have Jack Johnson tickets to give away 4 packs to see him at UCLA this weekend. How's the game played, Mr. Hawking?
I will read lyrics from Jack Johnson songs. You need to identify that song.
Okay. So these are songs people know from Jack Johnson. All you have to do is identify the song title, and you'll win a 4-pack of tickets.
I don't think I'm in very good voice this morning.
Why? Well,
but I will do my best to sing them for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's start with contestant number one on line one. She is Liz, calling us this morning from Santa Clarita. Hi, Liz.
Kevin, Dean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Hi, Liz.
Listen up. We're Hawking the Hits here. All you have to do is identify this Jack Johnson song by its title. Go ahead, Doctor.
It's as common as something that nobody knows that her beauty will follow wherever she goes.
Liz? Jack Johnson song. Song by Jack Johnson.
And we'll need a title.
Would that be...
And it is called...
Better Together?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, that's Bubble Toes.
It's a common or something that nobody knows it. A beauty will follow wherever...
I thought, Stephen, you were going to sing the songs.
No? I did.
Oh, that was singing. Okay.
But it sounded just like that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Nice try. Erica is in Dana Point. Hi, Erica. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
All right. Listen up. Here's Stephen Hawking with Jack Johnson lyrics for you.
Sometimes time doesn't heal. No, not all. Just stand still while we fall in or out of love again.
Okay. Were you singing that?
Yes.
Oh. All right, Erica, what do you think?
Just stand still. Oh, my God, I don't know.
You people are not good Jack Johnson fans.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh, could I sing a song for you?
No. It's a whole different game.
Well, we play that game, do call back. In the meantime, you might have come up with If I Had Eyes.
Sometimes time doesn't heal, no, not at all.
I want to run her over. I hated her.
Let's try Melissa in Brentwood. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Kevin and Bean.
Did you have any luck with the first two the contestants missed?
Yes,
did you know what they were?
Oh. I knew both of them, and this time I won't know.
Yeah,
guarantee.
That's the way it works, unfortunately. But
that's the way to think positively.
I'm sorry, Stephen.
Here's Stephen Hawking with your song.
If machines become our hands and then our feet become the wheels, then the wheels become the cars and then the rigs begin to drill.
Sleep through the static?
Oh, no. So sorry.
That's the horizon has been defeated.
And then our feet become the wheels. And then the wheels become the cars.
Stephen,
I don't like the feet become the wheels joke.
Yeah,
sure
I was thinking
don't.
How insensitive that was to make you read that. I apologize.
And I was going to ask you if you're a little discouraged that no one's getting them.
Hey. It's not my fault that they are not as smart as me.
Well, that's true of everyone.
That is true.
All right.
Yeah.
Try to sing this one, though. All right. Angela in Costa Mesa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's Stephen Hawking.
I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs.
We're better Come on, together. Angela.
Holy crap!
What was it?
Upside down.
I'll find the things they say just can't be found.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that was upside down, all right. That was, you did a nice job there, Doctor.
Just like him.
Okay, look, we're not having any luck with the ladies. Maybe Sean in Garden Grove is going to turn around. Let's maybe get a man on and see how it goes. Hey, Sean, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks
Good.
For taking my call.
Sure.
All right, you bet. Here we go. Listen up. Here's Jack Johnson lyrics as we're hawking the hits.
They got this and that and with a rattle, a tat, testing, 1, 2. Now what you gonna do? Bad news, misused, got too much time to lose.
All right, Sean, make us proud, man.
Sitting, waiting, wishing.
Oh.
Dang. That's a good.
They got this and that with a rattle, a tat, testing, 1, 2.
This is the hardest game in the world, it turns out. Who knew?
What is wrong with these people?
All right, let's try one more. Adam La Mirada on the Kevin and Bean Show. I say Adam gets 25 tickets if he wins. That's what,
I want the bus pack. The bus pack,
the bus pack. Sounds like we're playing for the bus pack. No, we'll just give you a 4-pack, but maybe you'll be the one who'll break the curse. One more time, hawking the hits.
Before it takes away all that you learned to love, it will defeat you and then teach you to get back up.
Shoot, you guys, shoot.
Jack Johnson song.
Come on, Adam. Don't be a loser like everyone else, dude. Send us out on a high.
Jack Johnson.
Breakdown.
That would be hope.
Before it takes away all that you learn to love.
All right, one more. Let's do one more. Just one more.
Try one more.
All right. I have very much faith in Christine in Long Beach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Lisa
May. Good morning.
All right. Hey, what about me, bitch?
His name is Steven. All right.
Good morning, Steven.
Good morning, Christine.
All right, here's a Jack Johnson
song. What are you wearing?
No, no, we don't have time to get into that, Steven. I'm sorry. We do. Just read the lyrics.
Smart guys need love, too.
All right, here's your Jack Johnson song.
Then maybe you'd see the signs, but Lord knows that this world is cruel. And I ain't the Lord. No, I'm just a fool. Learning, loving somebody don't make them love you.
All right, come on. Wow, one.
So sad when it comes out of Stephen Hawking's mouth, those lyrics. Wow.
Been waiting, wishing?
Just, no, no.
Yes, it was. I was
Lord knows that this world is cruel and I ain't the Lord. No, I'm just a fool.
I was so prepared
you
for her to get it wrong.
No, sorry.
Yay. 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 Yay.
Uh-oh. He sounds like he's stuck. Somebody hit him in the back.
Yes.
You.
Christine, can you take Steven with you?
I'll take him with me.
Come on. Let's date.
Thank you, Christine. Hold
I'll
on.
Show you the black hole in the universe.
Okay, I don't know why the hole has to be black, but thank you, Steven. We appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Stephen Hawking.
You know, we are lucky in this job that we get the opportunity to interview a lot of people, get to meet a lot of people, and it's always fun when you have the stars. But I'm never more excited than I am when our next guest joins us. Ladies and gentlemen, he works right here at K-Rock. He is the legendary drummer at the start of rock and roll. He was behind Little Richard back in the day, and he's still going strong today. Please welcome Charles, the security guard here at K-Rock.
Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights.
Not much of a drum line in that one,
huh? That's all keeping funky now.
Hey, Charles, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Hey, Charles, turn up your headphones.
Here.
Turn up your headphones. He was just looking at me like I thought... I'm doing something wrong. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you now.
Oh, there you go. All right. Oh.
We had such a big intro, Charles, and you didn't get to hear any of it.
Wow. I didn't hear you, my man. We'll keep it funky and hit us bone.
There we go. Well, Charles, it's good to see you, and we always enjoy having you on the program, but this is kind of a special occasion for us because we didn't even know until you showed it to us in the booth the other day that you are now a published author with a book in stores called Don't Give Up Your Dreams. What's the deal?
Don't give up your dream. You can be a winner. I've been working on this book since 2002, 6 years now.
Wow.
Okay. And it's a good book, and I have good pictures in there by my good friend Rob and Leslie Dean and my Arthur, Jack Crane, everything. But
speaking of pictures, before you move on, you have pictures with Little Richard, of course.
Little Richard and James Brown. Yeah, James Brown. Ringo Starr.
I mean, it's really just
a lot of people, man.
Amazing.
A lot of people.
The book is not about, it's not an autobiography about your years in the music industry. It's something more than that, right?
Yeah, I'm working on that autobiography and everything. Yeah, it's about confidence in yourself, believing in yourself, and all that kind of stuff.
He's got some comments from others at the beginning of the book, and Charles Conner is the greatest rock and roll drummer, past or present. Little Richard. Charles Conner was the first to put the funk into the rhythm. James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Wow. Neither of those people have ever said anything good about me.
Nice endorsement.
I'm going to say something good about you.
Charles, don't give up your dreams is the name of the book, and that's really the message of the book. You're telling people that no matter where they are in life, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but this is my understanding from flipping through it. No matter where they are in life, no matter what their circumstances are, there is always a way, there's always something that they can do to improve their life, and a lot of it has to do with the mental attitude a person keeps, right?
The mental attitude a person keeps, and you have to believe in yourself, regardless of what nationality, race, or whatever. You have to believe in yourself and use your imagination. There's great power in imagination.
We're going to take some calls in a few minutes at 1-800-520-1067 because Charles, we think, is a good life coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Thank you, man.
Nobody with a better attitude that's more positive in their life that I've ever met than Charles.
As long as you keep it funky.
That's right.
And you do have to keep it funky.
And you
got to
keep it funky.
But, Charles, help me out here in a real-world example. And, again, as Kevin mentioned, we are going to take some calls from listeners who maybe are in a tight spot or they need advice on how to proceed in life. But what do you tell somebody if, you know, there's somebody out there listening right now who things are not going well for? Their health is poor, perhaps. They're barely making enough money to get by. They've got a lot of trouble at work or with personal relationships. I mean, what can you do for them that will encourage them and help them figure out a way to improve themselves?
Well, the thing about that is you use your imagination a lot and stuff like that. But I mean, if you're sick or anything, try to go to the best doctor, you know, and try to get the best advice, I mean, and things like that. But you just can't give up like that. When you give up, when you give up your dream, man, it's like your day and stuff like that. You don't have your imagination. And I tell a lot of people to use their imagination because the imagination can bring the president, the past, into the present.
Now, Charles, you were in third grade and you were standing on your desk and you were drumming.
I was beating on my desk.
On your desk. All right. And the third grade teacher slapped you down. She said, stop it.
And she told me that, never forget that, she told me that, Charles, you're not but a class clown. Quit beating on the desk and all that kind of stuff. You're trying to be a drummer, and no such thing as a left-handed drummer.
You'll never be a drummer. So Charles goes home, and by the way, if I went home and told them that I was standing on my desk and drumming, my parents would have said, well, stop it. What's wrong with you?
She said, you're right.
Charles' parents both were supportive of him.
Oh, yeah. My mom
You can
and
drum.
Dad.
You can do it.
That's right.
That's amazing.
And my dad told me, say, she might know about teaching, but she don't know a darn thing about music.
So you became a drummer and invited your third grade teacher to your show. And this is why Charles is a much better person than me. Because if my third grade teacher is in the crowd at my show, and I'm a drummer after that,
I invite her backstage.
You invited her backstage, right. Yeah. So she comes
and
back.
And nailed her. That's what's awesome.
I didn't nail her.
And I would say, how dare you? Look at me, bitch.
Yeah.
Charles was super nice, happy, excited. She was. She gave him his props. He's such a better person than I am.
Well, I hated that woman for 2 or 3 weeks, but I found out that hate, man, you don't gain anything about hate and try to get revenge. So I had to cool that. I was mad as hell for a couple of weeks. Then my dad told my mom, said, just take it easy. Don't resent her. Don't feel bad about it. And that's when I began to be a better drummer, creating licks and things like that, you know, because I had a set of drumming. I'm 5 years old.
Wow. So Charles became a drummer and Little Richard, and recently he was in a Nike commercial on television.
Of them.
Yeah, Nike commercial. We filmed that March the 15th at the Home Depot Center up in Carson.
Carson,
right.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
So,
all right. And now a best-selling author, by the way. Now, in addition to all the other stuff you mentioned, now he's a best-selling author. The book, again, is called Don't Give Up Your Dreams, and it's a real book. This isn't something he ran on the Xerox machine here at K-Rock.
No. This is the real thing. This is a funky dream, brother. I'm keeping it funky.
In stores and online. You can find it anywhere, right? Is that right, Charles?
Yeah. Barnes & Noble and Borders and also Arthur House.
Okay.
We have the website number and the free toll-free telephone number, everything.
Don't give up your dreams is the name of it, but we'll give you some free advice if you'd like. 1-800-520-1067. Charles is our life coach, and we'll take your...
Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs
world would be a better place if Charles were in charge, I think.
I think
you ought to check out his book called Don't Give Up Your Dreams, available everywhere, online and in stores right now, presented by Author House. Charles, the book just came out, like, within the last couple of weeks, right? This is brand new stuff.
Yeah, well, we had it without about 2 months ago. We had to pull it back. We had to make some correction. But it had been out about 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. And the goal for people who maybe weren't listening in the last segment, Charles, is what? You're going to help people do what if they read your book?
This book should be read. I mean, especially the parents should buy a book for their kids and everything. It's less than 3 gallons of gas, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, I mean, it's good to read and teach your kids about it. You know, let them read it, too. It's reasonable. A 30-year-old kid can read the book, you know, and let them have confidence in themselves, regardless who they are.
All right. What is it? Before we go to your calls, if you need advice from Charles, our life coach, at 1-800-520-1067, what is the
Charles in charge?
We're done. We move on. What is the Connor sense that you talk about in the book?
The Connor sense is the common sense of the Connor sense.
Right.
Use your common sense. You know?
Okay, but what if people don't have common sense?
Everybody have common sense. They have different level of common sense and stuff like that. Everybody have common sense, just like everybody have a gift. Some people don't use their gift to the extreme, and some people just lay back and wait for something to happen. Nothing going to knock on your door. You got to go to it. Even if you have to starve and pay your dues and stuff like that, like when I was a struggling musician, I was hungry and everything. I would kick out the hotel room. I was on the streets of Nashville, Tennessee. Mister, could you lend me a quarter, please, and such and such? You know, and no pride. Forget about pride. When you're hungry, your stomach don't have no pride. Say, I'm hungry. I need something to eat. Right. Please help me, please. And it would help you. A quarter, because a quarter went a long ways in the 50s. You
right.
Know?
Sure, yeah. All right, well, let's see what you can do for people here in the 21st century, Charles, with your new book. Joe is in Riverside. He's online, too. He needs some life coaching advice. Again, Charles Connor, the legendarydrummer.tv is the website. Don't Give Up Your Dreams is the book. Hi, Joe. You're on with Charles. Go ahead.
How you doing, Charles?
I'm fine. What you know, here? Joe?
I don't know too much. You see, I got a problem here. I'm having a hard time selling my house. I lost my job. You know, economic the stimulus package didn't help me out too much. And I need to try to sell my house, but the advice I got from Spencer a couple of weeks ago just was not good.
Really?
I explained to him that I paint little figurines, and he told me that I should whore myself, and it's not working.
Yeah. Well, you've been trying to whore yourself?
One old lady didn't like it.
That's too bad.
What about all these people like the caller, Charles, who are really having trouble with this economy? Maybe their house is in foreclosure. They're getting way behind on their debts. I mean, you need more than a positive attitude to climb out of a hole like that, don't you?
You need a plan. And the thing about that, your house going to foreclosure?
Joe? Yeah, not yet. I haven't missed a payment. Unemployment was keeping me going for a while.
Yeah, but you can't make it this unemployment. What about another job? What else can you do? You could do something else, man.
I was painting a garage door earlier this morning, and, you know, it's just kind of hard to find a job that was paying what I was before.
Well, you got to drop your pride. I mean, work for 10 or 12 hours an hour, whatever. Be a security guard. They need security guard.
And recycling people.
That's right. Why don't you do that?
Joe is now telling us what they need.
It could be a lot of things. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you can do, man. I mean, go around and, you know, different. I mean, almost beg for a job. Tell me, you're out of work, man. You got to feed your family and blah, blah, blah. And if your house going to foreclosure, I'll tell you one thing. You can actually talk to the people at the bank, and sometimes they have mercy on you. Don't just... You know, let your house go into your home go into foreclosure like that. You could talk to someone at the bank and you might can work out something privately. Well, you know.
What about your book? Your book say something about this?
Not about foreclosure and thing, not about home, but I mean about don't. I mean for to have imagination for the struggling, you can do a lot of things. You can do a lot of things in life. You know, not just one thing because you're making so much money on a certain job. Do other things if you have to work for less money.
Should he continue with the funkiness or let it go?
Well, you got to keep it funky and juicy.
All right.
All right. Thank
keep
you
it
very
funky,
much
Jim.
For the call. We appreciate it. Let's try a little love advice from Charles. Tyler is in Paramount. He's on line 4. Charles, how long have you been married to the latest Mrs. Connor?
27 years next year.
27 years. So Charles knows something about love. Tyler, what do you got for him?
I've been trying to talk to this girl for about 3 years. And she'd been having a boyfriend, so I haven't done too much. And then recently she broke up, and so I was wondering, you know, should I try for it?
Yeah, you got the opening,
well,
so to speak.
She had a boyfriend, and she broke up with her boyfriend?
Right.
Yes.
Well, what you do, man, I mean, you know, you talk to her and everything and try to impress her and don't try to jump in the bed the first night or the first date and stuff like that. And if that don't work, let her go to hell. You got to keep it funky.
Wait, you can keep it funky while letting her go to hell?
Well, yeah. All hell right. All about funky anyway.
Yeah. All right.
And juicy. You know.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Do we have time for Danny in La Habra on line one? I have trouble with that name. La Habra.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Hey. Thanks. You're on with our life coach, Charles.
What's happening, Danny?
Hey, Charles, here's my question. I just graduated in May with a management degree, and I started a sales job, and it's a completely different career path than...
What kind of job? Excuse me, what kind?
I'm sorry?
A sales job.
Oh, a sales job. Oh, yeah, okay.
Sales job. Yeah, I'm selling copiers for a really reputable company.
Okay.
And I've been there for about 3 months, and I'm having a lot of difficulty, and I'm wondering how would I know if this career path is for me?
Well, you keep
funky.
You got to keep it funky first, but you keep trying and everything, and if you're not successful in that, you could, if you have the skill and you have the ability to be a salesperson, you could go different company and sell stuff, be a salesperson, you know. But try to make it, and you know, anything worthwhile takes time, and just stay there until you see some kind of future or whatever.
A lot of people have trouble, Charles, finding a job that dovetails nicely with their passion or their interests. Most jobs, let's face it, people just do because they have to and it's a way for them to make money. But it's really tough to find something that you enjoy doing. How do you go about looking for those kinds of careers?
Well, you can go around and research and stuff like that. That computer, man, a lot of stuff on a computer. You can work from your home and stuff like that. And you got to remember, man, the economy is so bad now until you got to do something maybe that you don't like for to survive in this world. You got to pay house notes, or you're paying rent or something, car notes, you have kids and stuff like that. You have to do something that you don't like to do, but long as it have an income, you have an income, you got to.
Just wake up and do what needs to be done and have a good attitude.
If you don't like it, that's right. Have a good attitude about it. And when something comes your way, then you say, hey, man, this is cool here, you know. But you did, you had the experience of doing something negative that you didn't want to do. But, I mean, you had some kind of income.
Right. So just suck it up.
Yeah.
You seem like the kind of guy, Charles, who probably has had some setbacks in your life. And you turn them into a positive, though. You figure out a way to learn from maybe mistakes you've made or bad breaks that have come your way. And you may manage to kind of turn that into something that helps you down the road, right?
That's right.
Would you say he turned his frown upside down, Bean?
I wouldn't say it in those terms, but I think, I think that's the safe word. The book is called Don't Give Up Your Dreams, offering advice and encouragement from a legendary entertainer, the man who put the backbeat into rock and roll, Charles Conner. His website is legendarydrummer.tv. You can also go to authorhouse.com, which is the publisher of the book, where it's available online and in stores everywhere. Charles, congratulations on getting the book out there, man. That's a big step.
Hey, thank you, Bean.
You got to appreciate being part of your press tour.
Hey, man, I love you guys, man. You're the greatest, man. And K-Rock is the greatest radio station in the world. Because y'all keep it funky.
And
juicy.
Charles in charge of our day and our night.
Thank you, Lisa. 7:55 now. Ralph is here with the showbiz beat.
Amy Winehouse has a bad mother-in-law. Think your mother-in-law is bad? Amy Winehouse's mother-in-law is asking her to be arrested. Asking for her to be arrested.
So that she can spend time with her husband in jail?
Yeah, maybe. Apparently she isn't too happy with how police have handled Amy's obvious addiction issues.
Yeah.
Says she needs to be locked up. Georgette
Civil. They give you too many chances in Britain, don't they?
They give you a lot.
Yeah.
Georgette Civil, who is the mother of Amy's jailed husband, Blake Fielder Civil, tells the British tabloid News of the World that authorities should arrest her, put her behind bars, and stop letting her make a mockery of the law.
Wow.
Mrs. Civil was prompted to make the statement after more incriminating video surfaced of her daughter-in-law using cocaine this week, and believes that while her son has cleaned up his life while being incarcerated, Amy has deteriorated to such an extent that she doesn't even want her visiting her son.
And that is no way to live.
No, it is not.
Wow, she doesn't want this girl to visit her son who's in jail.
Because she's a bad influence.
She's a bad influence. She might affect the other prisoners.
Wow.
Make them less desirable people.
That hurts.
Those photos you pointed out to us last week, Ralph, of what Amy Winehouse looked like four years ago versus what she looks like today, she has aged 25 years in four. It is remarkable.
Hideous.
She's wrecked herself.
Yeah. She should check herself.
She should have.
But it's too late now. Yep, she's already wrecked herself.
Already wrecked herself.
Can't do it. After you've wrecked yourself.
Mm-mm.
Hayden Panettiere says the recent domestic violence incident at her family between her mom and dad was nothing but a big misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
She says that her family's wonderful, happy, great. Claims the whole situation was blown out of proportion by a sheriff who wanted his 15 minutes of fame.
Sometimes women don't listen, though. You know.
You got to give them the five-finger correction. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Yeah. Hayden's father was arrested following an argument on August 10th and was released on $50,000 bail. So he's still going to have to face charges for that. But Hayden says all's well with the Panettiere family. And I agree with her because she's hot.
Because she's hot.
More addiction news. Bobby Brown is a thirsty guy.
Really?
Have you seen the TMZ.com picture of Bobby Brown at the bar at LAX at 8:30 in the morning?
Oh.
Treating himself to a double Grey Goose on the rocks.
Oh, my God.
At 8:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
I thought Kevin was the only guy who had that at LAX at 8:30 a.m. Apparently, to make things worse, he didn't even leave a tip.
Oh,
that's funny.
It's one thing to be a drunk.
Yeah.
But, you know, bartender's got to eat, too. Give the drummer some, huh?
A man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
I was impressed with how many Bloody Marys you were able to put away in Las Vegas on Monday morning show, Ralph.
I wasn't able to put them away. I needed to put them away.
I mean, it was
I had to get back just to ground zero.
it seemed like it didn't affect you at all. I mean,
the waitress made me able to keep my eyes open and live.
Waitress was bringing them like water, and it just seemed like they had no effect on you. But I guess if I had seen what you looked like without them, I'd see what good they were doing you.
See Kevin, who wasn't drinking them?
Yes.
With his hoodie on, face down on the table. He needed one, but he wouldn't do it. We didn't give him a shot, he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, what was up with that, Kevin? Clearly, they ordered you the vodka shot because that's what you needed at that moment, and you spurned their advice.
I was lucky to be alive at that point.
That's why you need some of the hair of the dog to get you back to square one.
Listen to Dr. Ralph. He knows how to pace yourself.
Come on.
Back to square one would have taken a lot of shots, by the way.
Well, then you should have done a lot of shots. Amateur.
Can we get a picture of him with his face down into the table?
Oh, yeah, we got one. We got one. I think Alex grabbed one. Of him with his hoodie over his head, just face down.
I am never going to drink again, ever.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. And sad news, Nicolette Sheridan and her boyfriend Michael Bolton are splitting up.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Weren't they engaged?
They were. Twice, I think. They were originally together in 1992 to 1997.
Okay.
They were for 5 years, and then they split. Then they started up again in 2005, got engaged, but now it's over.
They just never get married.
They just can't get there. They can't make the commitment.
She heard him sing?
I think she did. She was flipping around on the coast one day. And said, what? How could I ever live without you?
He's a douche.
And this is sad news. Don LaFontaine. You may not know the name, but you know the voice. He's the guy who goes, in a world where Nicolas Cage plays another assassin in Bangkok. Dangerous. he apparently is very ill. The big voice movie trailer dude. They are saying that he is being treated at Cedars Sinai Hospital with a blood clot in his left lung. Mm. Don's condition has been stabilized for now, but he's still in very serious condition. So we wish him all the best because he's a talented guy and a nice guy as well.
He's got to be one of the most imitated voices in Hollywood, that's for sure.
In a world.
Today's celebrity birthday is Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, 56 years old today. Chandra Wilson turns 39. Tony Kanal of No Doubt turns 38. Sarah Chalk from Scrubs. And she was also Becky number 2 on Roseanne. She is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So, Kevin, you're like me. You're tuning in every afternoon at 2 on C-SPAN and watching the Democratic National Convention all the way till it ends at 9 p.m.?
I would be the opposite of that. I would be, if I come across it accidentally, I turn the TV off immediately so it doesn't burn my retinas.
Well, then let me tell you what you missed on Monday night. You missed one of the biggest, most bold-faced lies of all time in the history of television. That quack, Senator Ted Kennedy up there, had this to say from the podium in Denver.
When John Kennedy thought of going to the moon, he didn't say, it's too far to get there. We shouldn't even try. Our people answered his call. and rose to the challenge. And today, an American flag still marks the surface of the moon.
Still out there, man. Still out there trying to push that lie down our throats that the Americans went to the moon. What a freaking liar. I'm so embarrassed.
Let's say good morning to Carrie Byron from Mythbusters, which has a special on tonight at 9 o'clock on the Discovery Channel about the fake moon landing. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Thank God somebody's going to rip the lid off this government conspiracy. All these years they've had us believe and we accomplished that trip to the moon, and tonight you're going to set the record straight, am I right?
Which one of you believes that we never made it to the moon?
Well, that's actually, Bean was being funny. We actually both believe that we did, but we have had guests in, like Joe Rogan and other people, who firmly believe that it was a complete hoax.
Well, here's the thing about conspiracy theorists. I think that pretty much you could show them the best evidence they could possibly see, and they will still never believe you because it's way more fun to believe in a conspiracy.
Sure, yeah.
Sure. Now, what are the major points that people who still, 40 years later, refuse to believe we walked to the moon, what are the major things that they point to that you will explore in Mythbusters tonight?
One of them is that the boot print, that when they stepped into the lunar dust, they say that it wouldn't hold such a really distinct boot print because there'd be no water to make that impression.
No moisture, so it would just disappear immediately.
Yeah, another one is that the flag wouldn't be flapping in the wind, so it must have been set up in a studio.
Because there's no wind.
And right. there's a lot of conspiracies about the shadows of the pictures from the lunar landing.
Right.
And that they must have been special effects.
Now, Carrie, I know that on your show, one of the things that's great about Mythbusters is that you and the guys do everything you can to recreate the conditions of the event that you're talking about. So what do you do, for instance, to talk about the footprint? What do you do in that case in order to test it out to see what would happen?
Well, we obviously couldn't create the moon's atmosphere on Earth, so we actually had to go over to Huntsville, Alabama, and go to NASA and use a vacuum chamber. They've got vacuum chambers the size of a room. It is incredible.
Really? And the vacuum chambers have no gravity in them?
Well, they simulate a lot of the what you would experience if you were there. And the moon doesn't have no gravity. It just has a different gravity.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right, right.
And they actually let us play with, a pair of gloves that cost $100,000. And go play in their vacuum chamber that if we had, the least little bit of dirt on us, we could have ruined the whole thing.
They haven't seen your show, have they?
That's what we were thinking. Like, how are these people letting us play with this?
Now, when you went to NASA with the idea that this was what Mythbusters wanted to capture, were they excited? Did they welcome you because this is something that they have to deal with all the time as the non-believers? I mean, are they looking for you to kind of help them with some PR on this one?
I don't know. I think that they're necessarily looking for some PR. I think they just thought it would be a fun thing to do because they get to play for a day instead of having to do their hardcore science stuff.
Yeah, true. Yeah. They got to really be tired. I mean, that was a super amazing accomplishment in 69,
right?
They got to really be tired of people going, fake. Yep, don't believe any of it. I mean, what a bummer for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, it kind of keeps the whole mystery alive. I mean, the moon's something that's just that people are always... I mean, when I was a kid, people were telling me it was made of cheese, you know?
Yeah, sure. By the way, that's true.
Probably just keeps them in a job.
I don't know if you've checked that, but that one is
true. Hey, Carrie, did you interview anybody on the show who are these people who stand up and say the whole thing was a fake?
I didn't talk to any conspiracists on the show, but I talk to them all the time because, if they see me in a crowd, of course,
sure,
they're going to come.
They got to come speak with you, right? Why do they think if America did it just to save face or to look great or to scare the rest of the world or to brag about our scientific accomplishments, if they were able to pull it off and keep everybody quiet back in 1969, why did they then continue to go back to the moon almost every year after that? I mean, why would you take a chance if you faked it to keep faking it over and over again?
Well, you know what's funny is that the conspiracy that we never made it, I always thought was preposterous, but the one that I kind of thought was interesting was that we made it, but none of the camera equipment worked, so we had to fake it later because we had to prove that we were the first ones, because if you were going to win the space race, you had to be number one. So that one, that was one that I could see some validity to that one.
Okay. You know, my father-in-law, Kevin, you've met Howard.
Sure.
He very firmly believed that the moon, and I think it comes from his distrust of government in general. Anything the government says, if it's too good to be true, he thinks it really is, it must be a lie. It must be fake. So he very firmly believed, like some of the people that, that Carrie and the Mythbusters are going to be talking to tonight, that the moon landing was a hoax. And I took him last year to see that documentary that came out about the Apollo program called In the Shadow of the Moon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's so much footage in that from all different angles, from inside the ship and outside the ship, and so many, I mean, hundreds of people that were interviewed for this that were involved in everything all the way down to the tiniest possible detail to make this thing happen, that he walked out and he said, finally, he believed he'd seen enough
really?
To think that they did it for real. And it was really interesting. But
well, what the heck do we even need to show for?
No, but I'm surprised because
that's, that's one guy. That's just one guy. There's plenty more out there that are going to be watching Mythbusters tonight and looking to tear apart whatever research you guys did.
Yeah, I think Carrie's right in that the people who don't believe now are not going to believe after Mythbusters.
Definitely
either.
Not.
Probably. I mean,
yeah, we had a lot of great stuff, and we're not going in there with any agenda other than to try to play with our myths, you know, where we're not. I mean, of course, we're really happy that NASA's going to help us.
Sure.
But I think the reason NASA was so helpful and let us in is because they're like, okay, well, I mean, it's not like you're going to prove that we didn't make it, so.
Yeah, I guess right. So, yeah.
Well, Mythbusters is a tremendous show. We do talk about it from time to time on this program. We're going to give you a pass on this one. This one sounds great, but after this, you need to get back to blowing stuff up. All right, Carrie?
Oh, don't you worry. That's my favorite.
We like blowing stuff up, and I liked it when Adam and Jamie were in the water and they were flailing around and sharks almost killed them.
Hey, I was in those waters, too.
You were on the boat for that one, though, weren't you?
Because
I remember thinking to myself, oh, she's the smart one. One guy's in the water, he's splashing around, the other guy's just staying still.
Well, yes. That was actually Grant and Tori.
I'm sorry, Grant and Tori.
I was definitely on the boat for that one. But
that's nutty.
I did my fair share of diving with sharks at night.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not... no one should do that.
What a fun job. We have to have you on some other time to talk about some of the episodes you've been a part of and how you ended up getting into Mythbusters, because it really is one of the most unusual and it has to be one of the most interesting jobs a person could have.
I would say yes. Yes, it is.
Tonight, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, Discovery Channel, Mythbusters takes a look at NASA and the moon hoax.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Bye.
Bye now.
Hey, they didn't show yesterday, but we think the mother-daughter porn team combo is going to be here in the 9 o'clock hour. Is that still the plan?
That is the plan.
Okay, looking forward to that.
Mother-daughter porn team.
Yep. That's unusual.
Yep.
We had a swingers party in Las Vegas this past weekend, and I don't know if you were listening on Monday's show, but first of all, Kevin has never been better.
Oh, you're
definitely
right about
go to the
that.
Museum of Television and Radio and find yourself a copy of that show.
How
because
dare you.
You definitely want to hear that. Second of all, we heard a story from some listeners that had won the trip and were on their way to the party and couldn't wait and ended up having sex on the airplane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of gets us into our topic of public sex here this morning.
Some people do it because they like doing it where they're not supposed to be, I imagine.
It's very mm-hmm. thrilling that you might get caught.
Other people want to get caught. I mean, I've seen – when I was in Mexico, I saw, you know, on a balcony. It was just crazy. They
in
were
front
just,
of everyone,
yeah,
right?
Just clearly. The guy was taking a running start. I mean, I don't know what was happening, but they seemed to be enjoying themselves.
Didn't he have – were there like – wasn't that room, if I remember the story, the balcony overlooked the pool or
yes.
something? And there were 200 people who could see them, right?
Yes, and she was yelling and everybody – and they knew it and everybody was watching and they knew it, and it was just kind of a cool little deal. It's fine.
And then there are times, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago after an incident that happened to me, where the couple just can't wait. I mean, they're on their way someplace to finish, but they're not going to be able to keep their hands off each other until they get there. And that's what happened to me. I was in town for breakfast with Weezer. So I guess it was the beginning of last week, and I'm staying at a hotel like I do when I come to town. And I got off an elevator on my floor, and as I was leaving the elevator area to walk to my room, one of the other elevators opened up, and there was a couple in the elevator, and she was pushed up against the side of the elevator
mm-hmm.
with her dress up above her belly button.
Okay. All right.
And the guy, I don't know, he lost his ring or something. I mean, he was looking hard for something that he seems to have lost somewhere in the elevator.
I don't think he was losing a ring at that point. Hang on one second, if you don't mind.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
Thank you.
And that's exactly what it looked like. I think Lisa summed it up, which is they were on their way up to their room, but they weren't going to wait until they got behind the room door.
How many floors does that hotel have? Because it's 70... I mean, you're not going to have much time.
You're not getting
time.
Too far.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I think I was like on floor I don't know, 10 or something like that, and maybe there's 20. It's one of those kind of deals. So you're right. They weren't going to have but a few more seconds after the – but they did not seem to care that the elevator door had opened, and they weren't getting out on our floor. So I don't know why it opened on our floor. But they went right back up, you know, right back up further in the hotel.
They probably went and, up and down and down and up and down. I mean, in the elevator.
In the elevator, of course. Yeah. The funny thing about elevators, though, guys, and haven't we heard this on many, many occasions, that all of them have cameras on them all the time, right?
Oh, I guess that's true. They do.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So that seems like a little bit of an odd choice, unless you just figure there's no reason anybody will ever go looking for that tape because nobody generally is going to know that you're in there. But I kept thinking afterwards, and this is why we want to take your calls if you have encountered public sex. If you come across unexpected public sex somewhere, we want to find out what you did about it and what was going on. Should I have done something? Should I have yelled something out? Should I have tried to?
You should have.
What would you do?
You should have taken a picture. Whip out your cell phone. Yeah. Hold it right there. Wait. Okay, good. Thank you. That's what you should have done.
It definitely is one of those things that you don't ever expect to come across. And when you do, it's a little surprising. And you think, well, that happened.
The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
Beyond applause, I don't think there's much to do.
You can applaud. That's true.
That's about it. That's yay for you.
Hey, nice work.
So 1-800-520-1067. We want to take your calls. Now, we are or are not looking for participants. Are we just looking for people who encountered it or people who were doing it? I think we just want people who encountered it this time,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, you came across public sex is what we're looking for. So you don't know the people or anything like that, but we want to find out what happened afterwards. Let's take one before the break, and it's Jackie calling us from Hermosa Beach on line 2. Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. So something similar to that happened to you, right?
Yes, it did.
What happened?
Tell us more.
Well, I was in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel, and I met a guy, and he wanted to have sex. So we went into the elevator, and he wanted to have a girl come along with us. So we grabbed a girl, and grabbed a random girl. She said that she was going to charge us $450 to do it. I didn't really know that prostitution was legal.
What?
Yeah. And she said,
doesn't the Hard Rock only have like 8 floors or 10 floors or something like that?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but we went in there.
Okay.
And she said if we could do it right, we could do it for free. So we took her in the elevator, and we all had sex in the elevator, and then we came out, and we were in the lobby of the hotel upstairs in between the rooms, and we were doing it in there. And then a security guard tapped us on the shoulder and said that he'd been watching us the entire time on camera, and then we put a nice show on, but it was time to stop and find a room.
Aww. Wow. What a shame.
And that's when you bought this great phone?
You have a crappy phone. That's a terrible phone line. Thank you for calling, though, Jackie. We appreciate it. And you did the right thing in the hotel.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.
All right. So we're not actually looking for Jackie. We're looking for the people who – we're looking for the security guard in this case is who we want to call. If you saw Jackie at her friend's or you saw others having public sex, we want to hear what you did, what you saw, what you know. Give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. Your call is coming up after this on camera.
You are listening to a radio show that is intended for adults and may feature conversations between adults about things adults do in the privacy of their own homes and sometimes in their cars. And if they're lucky, in a stairwell.
It's true.
Or an elevator. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Can a brother get some in an elevator? Parental discretion is advised.
Well, a brother very much got some in an elevator. That's what prompted this discussion. 1-800-520-1067. Your stories of encountering public sex. That's what we want to hear about here this morning. What did you see? What did you do? And are there photos?
The following conversation may contain dialogue of a sexual nature, violence, or bestiality.
No.
It may also include content unsuitable for any human being, including talk of a dirty Sanchez, a hot Carl, a Cleveland steamer, or a donkey punch. Parental discretion is advised.
We don't have much time, but let's squeeze in a few. We'll start with Daniel in Pomona. He's on line 8. This is exactly the situation I'm talking about. The last place you expect to encounter sex, then what do? Daniel, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Tell us your story.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning, committee.
Where were you?
All righty. I was working at a CVS 4 years ago. It's 4 of us that closed the store.
CVS Pharmacy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And we had a four people crew that closed the store closing time. So we closed, the supervisor tells us what to do. We go out and about, and then I go to the break room to grab something. And thank God I did go back to the break room. I go up there, and beautiful thing. I see my supervisor, who's a female, grabbing a chair, bent over, and my coworker
Look at that.
Going to work from behind.
Wow.
Nice. Wrecking her. How about that? Now, did they see you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He actually grinned. He smiled. He laughed.
He grinned. Hey, check this out. Look at what I'm doing.
I'm getting a raise.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I didn't say anything, obviously, you know,
Did she know that you saw?
Yeah, she turned red as an apple because you have to open the door. So as soon as I opened the door,
right.
I mean, she turned and she was grabbing the chair, bent over.
I think we understand. Yeah.
Now, was it one of those deals, Daniel, where you never brought it up again? It was just something you all pretended hadn't happened?
Exactly. It was one of those.
Fantastic.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. You all did the right thing. Thank you.
It may also contain details of an inverted sloppy deck chair.
Okay.
Couch bombing.
All right.
The chocolate pizza.
Okay.
The bullwinkle.
All right.
The Arabian goggles.
I don't think
parental discretion is advised.
All right. Thank you.
I hope not the Arabian goggles. Let's try. I'm going to guess it's Andrea, although it certainly doesn't spell that way, in Culver City on line four.
It's Adria.
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 Right. Wow. Okay. Then they were right. They got it right then. I just couldn't believe that's such a dumb name. I couldn't believe it was real.
Well, thanks, my mother.
All right. Where were you when you saw it?
I was in Arizona at a pool party at an apartment complex, and there's like 200 people in the pool all partying, and I noticed that there's this couple up against the wall going at it like rabbits or something awful.
You mean in the pool?
In the pool with the drink in hand, going at it.
Yeah, did you go, okay, I'm getting out?
No, I would not go in that pool if you paid me. So we started noticing, so we thought it would be funny to slyly take pictures, pretending to be posing. They didn't notice, so our line started to form, and people were just using it as a photo op.
All right, step right up. Number 12, step right up. Take your pictures.
That happened at the Playboy party in the grotto.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it certainly did. Exactly the same thing. You're right, Lisa.
Are attractive in the grotto, so.
Yeah, true. All right. Thank you, Adria, for the call. We appreciate it.
If you are offended by Frank talk about the brown necktie, the angry dragon, the Compton gangbang, the Puerto Rican fog bank, or the chili dog, it's possible that this show is not for you.
All right.
All right. How about Ashley on line two? Ashley is in West Hills. We're talking about you encountered public sex. Ashley, this happened to you?
Yes. Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Hi. Okay. So I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I was at soccer practice in Chatsworth Park, and we noticed some strange behavior going on underneath some blankets close by.
Right.
And so my team.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry,
we can't.
About that.
That's
sorry
all right. That. You caught yourself, sort of.
I caught myself. But anyways, yeah. So they told us what was going on, and so we started kicking our soccer balls at them just to annoy them.
Wait a minute. How old were you? You were 8.
I was 8 or 9. They had to explain to me what it was.
Sure.
So, but anyways, yeah. So we started kicking our soccer balls, and occasionally, like, they threw it back. But finally, they ended up like putting their clothes back on and walking away. But we were quite proud of ourselves.
Sure.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
That's funny. Were they doing the chili dog? Did you know? You probably didn't even know what that was at 8.
You know, I'm sure they were.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ashley. Let's go to Jonathan. This is hot. Oh, dude, Jonathan in Southgate.
Yeah. What's up? Kevin and Bean.
What'd you
Hi,
see,
Jonathan.
Dude?
Actually, I was at a Yum Yum restaurant, and I asked for the key, and I was going to go to the restroom, so you have to go out to the back.
Yum Yum's Donuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went up to the back, and as I was opening the door, I opened it, and there was like these two buns just going at it, like, real bad, man. I was just...
Hey, bums need love too, dude.
was it a man bum and a woman bum?
Well, I mean, you look at them, they look kind of like prunes to me, but I mean, they were going at it like, yeah, it was a girl and a guy bum though, but
it was okay.
Nasty. I was just like, man.
I'll use the bathroom later.
Yeah.
I'll just hold it.
Thanks anyway.
When I opened it, they just looked at me like, okay, so now I close the door. I'm like, okay, my bad, you know? Just walked away.
So I like it. See, they didn't apologize. They just had you move on with your business. Nothing to see here. Wow. All right. Thank you for the call, Jonathan. That's hot. Bums,
yeah,
yum yums.
Bum sex.
Bum sex at a yum yums? Come on. Does it get any better than that?
Fernando Orbia is probably not how he pronounces his name, but he just called in from Laverne to win tickets to go see Rise Against at the newly reopened Palladium at the end of October, early November. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And, of course, he's eligible for the grand prize drawing we do Friday to have Rise Against play at your garage. Your chance to win coming up on K-Rock. Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat right now. What's going on, Ralph?
Congratulations to Victoria's Secret model Alessandro Ambrosio.
Alessandra and her boyfriend, Jamie Mazur. You shouldn't have a name like Alessandro Ambrosio and then be dating a guy named Jamie Mazur.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jamie Mazur. I'm here to take care of your termite problem. Yeah, we're going to need to tent the whole place. It's going to kill the outdoor plants, but we're going to try to keep that to a minimum.
Thanks, Jamie. Get back on your truck. Anyway, he had the good fortune of planting a seed.
Yeah.
And it finally bore fruit. Sunday in Brazil, she welcomed a daughter into the world.
Yes.
It is the hottest baby in the world.
It has already? To be.
Yes.
It has
Everyone
to be.
In the hospital said, holy crap, that baby's so hot.
How many, let me ask you guys, how many phone calls do you make to tell people after you've had sex with Alessandra for the first time? You got to pick up the phone book and just start calling every number in it and say, hey, you don't know me but, right?
I would guess 6 billion.
Jamie Mazur is still making phone calls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got to be, right? Because you never, ever get over that.
Rumor has it that Alessandra's already hard at work trying to sell the pictures of the little one to the tabloid that comes up with the biggest check.
Sold.
And they are going to donate the proceeds to the Multiple Sclerosis Children's Fund.
Well, that's nice.
Which is a nice thing to do. As would be fitting an angel like her. Because she's an angel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hot. Hope she didn't get stretch marks.
I'm a little concerned about that.
Actually, those Spanish.
Yeah, they'll of course vanish. They will.
Because God away. Will come down and just touch her on the belly. Yeah. Anyway.
I'd like to hear that again.
Amy Winehouse has a rough mother-in-law. Apparently, Amy's... mother-in-law Georgette Civil, the mother of Amy's husband, Blake Fielder Civil, tells British tabloids that authorities should arrest her and put her behind bars.
Dominated!
You thought your mother-in-law was rough. She said she is making a mockery of the law. All this was prompted by some video that surfaced on the internet this past week of Amy doing cocaine. And Georgette believes that her son has cleaned up his act while he's in prison.
He hasn't had much of a choice, has he?
Oh, it's always a choice.
Sure.
You get more drugs in prison, you get in the streets. But Amy has deteriorated to such an extent that she doesn't even want her to even visit Blake. So, that would be bad.
That's pretty harsh.
Hold on, my cell phone's beeping.
It certainly is.
Answer it.
Let's see who it is. It's my realtor. Hello.
What?
What's happening? Hi, Carrie. I'm on the phone right now. I mean, actually, I'm on the radio right now.
And you're on the phone.
Yeah, you're on the radio, too. Yeah. But I'll call you back when I get off the radio. Okay, bye. Yeah.
Trying to sell my house.
Yeah.
You might get like an answering machine or something on that cell phone. People can leave a message if you're not available to take the call.
Well, usually I leave it in the office on my desk.
Uh-huh.
Right. But I was outside making a phone call, and I just dropped it in my pocket.
All right.
So I apologize for that.
Is the show getting in the way of stuff you got going on? I mean, should we back off? Or?
Ralph, you should replace that beeping that is your ringtone with this. Like the rest of us have.
I should. That'd be good.
At least it may.
Where was I?
I don't know. You're on your phone.
Was I done with Amy Winehouse? Was
yes,
I done with
you're done with Amy.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Yes.
Tara Reid has found a job, finally.
Puke.
Did you say puke?
He did.
She's expensive. Got a new clothing line.
Oh, good.
Called Mantra. Should be called Manster. Includes t-shirts, dresses, bikinis, ponchos, hoodies, all decorated with beads and charms, each one guaranteed to let at least one boob pop out while you're walking on the red carpet.
Okay. Yeah,
I guess that's good.
Yeah.
Depending on the boob, by the way.
She says that it's based on, the name of the clothing line is based on putting into the universe what you want into life.
A mantra. Yeah.
Exactly. She should try chanting for a career rather than coming up with new clothing lines.
Yeah.
And did you hear that Mattel sued the Bratz dolls? Are you familiar with the Bratz dolls? Kevin, you must be. You got little
cartoons.
Girls. Don't they play with the Bratz when they were kids?
So.
Only because of Paula Abdul's
TV show. There was an animated show. There was a movie.
Monster
hits, these Bratz dolls. They're like little slut dolls, basically.
Okay, right. All right.
Mattel sued, saying that they infringed upon the Barbie copyright.
Really?
I guess only Mattel can make slutty dolls.
And the guy that invented them was working at Mattel at the time, too. So that might have had something to do with it.
They sued for $1 billion in punitive damages.
Wow.
Well, the ruling just came down, and apparently the Bratz dolls only have to pay $40 million
for
Dude.
Infringing on their rights. So Barbie, that's weird. Barbie just got a lot richer. She dumped Ken and got boob implants.
She's going to be a bitch now.
Whore.
Yeah.
So like her. And lastly, great news. Tyler Perry is expanding his TV empire. For those of you who don't know, Tyler Perry is the guy who makes all those Madea movies.
Mm-hmm.
He dresses up as an old black woman.
Yep.
Right.
Well, he's got a TV series on TBS called House of Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Which is rightly named if you ever tried to watch it.
This is the one that you reported at the time that they gave like a 100-episode order for or something,
yes,
right?
I mean, it's a monster success.
Yeah.
He will make $200 million from it.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, TBS has just signed him up for another sitcom. This one based on his smash hit movie, Meet the Browns.
Okay.
Whole world's upside down. Inexplicable.
Yeah. The guy is reaching an audience, I guess, that is out there that a lot of people aren't aware of or aren't creating programming for, and he's been very successful in that area.
I saw porn this weekend that was Meet the Browns.
Did you?
Yeah, very different.
Was it starring our next guest?
Didn't go well. Could have been, yeah.
Mom, Ralph, have you spoken with the mother-daughter team?
I have not had a chance to meet mom and their daughter yet.
Because I know you told us yesterday that's on your bucket list of things you want to do.
It's always been on the list. List of 100 things I should do before I die. Like that dude who wrote that book and then died this week. Only about 49 in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, if maybe he can't do it, why should I buy his book? If he can't fulfill his list of 100 things you're supposed to do before you died, he's just lazy.
I heard Kevin and Mike arguing over who gets the mom and who gets the daughter. Apparently, it's a good looking duo.
They are very attractive ladies.
Yeah.
But being the greedy bastard I am, I'd like to have them both.
You want them both? Sure.
And lastly, speaking of death, don't believe the rumors. Apparently, they're all over the internet that David and Victoria Beckham died in a horrible car crash last Friday in France.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, but it didn't happen. Victoria's representative said there was no car crash despite the internet rumors, but apparently their vehicle did get scratched while it left the airport in France. And so I guess it was...
this is one of those deals where somebody told
telephone.
Somebody.
Yeah,
who told somebody.
Said, oh, dear, they had a little fender bender at the airport. Oh, dear, they were in a car crash at the airport. Here they died in a fiery car crash outside the airport. Apparently they're both fine, but just to be on the safe side, David is not going to play any soccer for a while to make sure he's not hurt.
I don't think that's true.
Because he doesn't like to play when he got a boo-boo.
He doesn't seem to like to play at all, ever.
Weak. Soccer. I heard soccer the other day being described brilliantly by a guy on a sports talk show.
Mm-hmm.
He said, soccer is like what football would be like with all incomplete passes. Every play almost works, but not quite. That's what's like watching soccer. And I couldn't agree more.
You're not one of those morons who thinks soccer is football.
No. Today's celebrity birthdays, Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, he's 56 years old today. Chandra Wilson, Grey's Anatomy, she's 39. Tony Kanal, of No Doubt, turns 38. And by the way, Tony said recently, I guess I saw him maybe Acoustic Christmas, so hey, you know, 6 months ago, he said, hey, I just started listening to your show, you're pretty funny. I said, oh, thanks, Tony. Maybe we'll start playing your music.
Listen, if people didn't have to get up, I certainly wouldn't.
Yeah,
tell
that's
you that.
True. And Sarah Chalk from Scrubs and Roseanne, she is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Maybe you're like our friend Ralph Garman, who's always had the mother-daughter fantasy, and you're thinking, well, why? Where's that happening? Why can't I get movies with that going on? Well, now you can, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome to the studio for the first of what I hope will be many appearances, Desi and Ellie Fox have joined us, mom and daughter.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Desi, you are the mom.
I am the mom.
And you are how old?
48.
Wow.
Yeah.
And fairly recent to the porn industry. Am I right about that?
Yes. We've been in it 10 months now.
You got into it at the same time?
Yes. It was her idea.
Yeah. I wanted to get in, and we live together, so I kind of had to tell her, and she was like, oh, well, can I do it too?
Can I be the first to say?
Well, first ew. I went, no way.
Right.
And,
well, yeah, let's talk about that day. Let's talk about that conversation because attractive 21-year-olds like Ellie come to mom and go, hey, I've decided that adult films are the way to go. Mom will do anything they can to try to discourage that as a career choice. What was going through your mind? Why'd you react the way you did, Desi?
Well, at first, she was telling me that she wanted to go over to Fort Lauderdale to do a scene the next morning, and I was like, that's Miami, it's international, they'll sell you off to white slavery, I'll never
that
see
That does
you.
Happen every time you fly to Miami.
No one's so ever come back from Miami.
Port, like, right?
So she came to you and said, I'd like to go into porn, and I'm doing it tomorrow in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
Thanks for all the notice, first of all. A lot of notice, good.
And I'm at work, so I was, you know, I was kind of like, are you crazy? And okay. So I told her we'd talk about it when we got home, mm-hmm. or when I got home, and she showed me all the information. And by the time I got done reading all the information, I went, wow, I've always been called a MILF. Could I do this too?
Now, what was the, when you say the information, you mean how much work is involved or how much pay you get? That's what you were attracted to, right?
Well, no. I had gone on and researched as much as I could find about the industry because I don't just jump into things. Mm-hmm. So,
and she knows I'm going to ask questions.
Yeah.
The agency that I did choose to go with, they had a lot of information on their website. I found forums. And so I had a lot to present her with when she got home to show her that it was a good legal career choice, and you make a lot of money, but there's also a lot of good people that you meet too.
Now, when your mom said, how about if I join you, was your response you?
Kinda.
Because it should have been.
I never thought that she would ever do anything like that.
Right.
I didn't know they actually made adult movies for people older too. I never really looked. I didn't know.
Sure.
I didn't know there'd be a lot of work for her, but then the agency, they said that she'd actually probably get more work than I would.
Really?
So
because there are fewer vying for those acting jobs, right? Fewer people.
That's part of it, and the MILF and Cougar market is really big right now. It's been all year, so I came in at a good time.
Okay, so you guys fly down to Miami, and
Miami.
You moved to Miami, okay, yes. And they're, of course, when you first go down there, though, they're expecting Ellie. They knew she was coming to shoot a scene, and then all of a sudden, hey, here's my mom, and what, did you audition, or did you talk to somebody ahead of time about also being in adult films before you went down, or how did that work?
Yeah, I sent them pictures of me, and they came back and said, oh, hell yes.
It was an agency, not an actual shoot, so we went and met with the agency.
Oh, I
see. Signed paperwork. They took doctor photos, which was really weird because neither of us had really ever done anything like that.
Okay.
But when we got into this...
Let me just neither of you had done anything like that.
No, we've never been in
never
the adult
danced,
industry.
Never danced, never...
And anyway...
I used to hang out at strip clubs with my ex-husband.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But what would have caused you then, having never done anything like that, to be interested, Ellie? I mean, why did you say, I want to be in porn?
I had seen some things on TV about girls in the industry, and they made it look fun. They were like, it's just playing with your friends, you know.
That is, by the way, true. That's true. It's just like playing with your friends.
It is. It kind of is. You have friends in made-up situations, and they're paid to be there and like you.
And you go to a house, it's easy. Guys hang out, you know, and then you end up having sex, and, you know, so it is kind of like...
You're her mother, though. You are her mother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Desi had
her real mother, yes.
Professional work aside, I'm trying to get a read on you.
Okay.
You mentioned you were married at one time. Have you had a pretty spicy sex life over the years? You're somebody who was kind of open, kind of adventurous anyway, even before this little project came along?
Oh, yeah.
You're a goer, in other words.
Yeah, I was kind of wild. Well, you know, I was brought up in the 60s and 70s, so...
Uh-huh.
You know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Sure. Right. You keep it back going, right.
Yeah, and then I got married, and I was married for 14 years and got divorced and then was in another relationship for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that relationship was actually pretty adventurous.
Pretty adventurous.
Yeah, we tried pretty much everything. So
I got you.
A little bit of swinging. And
Is Ellie's father still around?
Yes.
And what does he think of the career choice you both have chosen?
Thrilled? Couldn't be happier?
Well, he doesn't.
At least he can rent a movie now and see what he's missing. I mean,
I don't know if he knows or not. So.
Oh, you don't know if he knows.
Can we call him?
Can we call him?
Oh, you don't talk to him anymore. Okay.
I thought it was weird when Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. were played on the same team. I thought that was weird. that was nothing compared to this. All right, we need to take a break. We need to take a break. Hold on right there. Desi and Ellie Fox are in here. Desi has a website, DesiFox.com. Ellie, do you have a website as well?
I do. I have elliefox.com, but I just have a starter page on it yet. I haven't actually done the website.
It's okay. Put anything up
yet. And that's with the two X's, by the way, if you want to check out desifox.com. And we need to take a break, but when we come back, we want to find out more about what happened once you got to Miami. And as we understand it, you guys have, you're sharing more than just an interview, I think is one way to say it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
in some of these movies that you're making, right? We need to talk about what that was like for each of you the first time you guys went to make a movie together.
Fantastic, because, is the answer, Bean.
Well, I'm assuming about that. We're going to find out with our guests, Desi and Ellie Fox, when we return right after this on the World Famous K-Rock.
You're her mother.
Mother, yes.
Is what you're saying.
We've established that, Kevin.
By this.
Our guests in the studio are the beautiful Desi and Ellie Fox. They are a mother and daughter team who are working in the adult film industry together. Mike, is this out of line to say that there's a little bit of a Ashley and Naomi Judd thing going on here, it looks like?
No, that's decent.
I mean, that's,
do they do
kind
porn?
Of
I didn't know they did porn.
No. I'm just saying, you know, you look at them and you go, wow, that's a good gene pool right there. All right. So
I've actually been told I look like Naomi Judd.
Yeah, there you go.
You do, yeah. So we left our exciting story. You guys pack up and move to Miami, and you're getting into the adult films together. It was kind of a last-minute decision for you, Mom, something that the daughter had researched a little bit. You get out there together, and what is it you're doing? Are you doing movies separately at that point, or instantly are you doing the movies together, or what?
Okay, well, we wanted to come on and set the record straight.
Okay.
We got into this wanting to do porn, but we wanted to do it separately.
Of course. She's your mother.
We're always best friends, so we never wanted to screw up our relationship, so we never wanted to do scenes together. We had a lot of people telling us, oh, well, why don't you just hop in bed with this guy together? And
oh, I see. So they were trying to get you in the same scene, same bed, same everything, because it would be titillating. So
yeah, that's what they want. They want to exploit it to the
full extent. Right, so please do that. I mean, you're not going to do that, right?
No, we will never do that. We're right, true mother-daughter. Right. We're friends. We actually have a good relationship, so we would never want to spoil that.
Now, but you've been in a movie.
But you do work together in a way, don't you?
With the same dude?
Times?
Well, we know that it was something we had to do eventually because the fans wanted to see us with the same guy.
Okay.
So we did do one scene where I worked with the guy while my mom was on the other side of the room with the cameraman faced away because we don't want to see each other.
Did she plug her ears?
Yeah.
A couple times.
I wasn't paying attention.
You were both having sex with different guys in the same room at the same time.
Well, no, it was one guy.
See, they had only scheduled us one talent. And so while she was working with him, I was supposed to be talking to the talk show host. Well, he kind of got into what they were doing, so I was sitting there. And so I'm plugging my ears. I'm going, I have to have something to do here. And so they pulled a cameraman in for me to play with. So
okay.
He became my fluffer.
And then
after
I was done working with the guy, then we cleaned up, cut, and everything. And then she worked with him while I occupied myself with the cameraman.
So somewhere out there, there's a guy who did you both.
Yes.
Well, there's actually... Well,
come on with that.
Seriously. Well done.
We've actually worked with about six of the same talents, but that's the only scene we did together. The other ones were shot, you know, at totally different times.
Yeah, I understand.
That's kind of part of how this came about was with us, was I'm going, we're actually are doing the same guys because, you know, we're working with different talents.
Right.
Sure. I mean, it's a good rule of thumb, not just in porn, but in life, folks. You should never see your mother's hoo-ha, except for the day you're born.
No,
I mean, really, that's it. Except for the day you're born, that's allowed. But beyond that, it should be private.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's our main rule. We actually tell them that's our main
just
role.
We
don't want to see each other.
Right.
Now, somebody's going to come to you. There's somebody out there with deep pockets, one of the big companies, who's going to come to you, and they're going to offer you more money than you're going to want to turn down to end up in a bed with one dude.
Oh, we've had that.
You have? Okay.
We turned it down.
Yeah. So
you did?
Yes.
You turned down, tell mom the babysitter's hung?
Yeah. Money is not more important than an actual friendship
relationship. There's no amount of money that could get us to do that.
Yeah, oh, we've had like no, 5 or 6 offers.
Of course there's money that could get you to do
there
that.
There is. There's enough
I'd
money to get
I'd never be able to speak to her again.
Okay, but what if they offered you like $1 billion?
You wouldn't have to speak to her again because you'd be so rich you could get a new mom.
And I'd be alone and rich.
Somebody would come to you and say, we've got a movie, you need to do the Goo Fighters, and we will pay you $1 billion each. You would say, okay, we're in.
Probably not.
Not. Okay. All right.
Wow. All right. I have to ask this question, Desi. You're 48 years old now. How much longer do you anticipate you'll be? I mean, when does it go from MILF movies to GILF movies?
I keep saying I'm not going to do granny porn. I figured probably 2 years, 3 years tops.
Okay. And how about you, Ellie? Is this going to be, you think this will be your career for some time?
Well, I really enjoy myself, so I hope I can keep doing it for a few more years. I'd like to get into more the big productions. And
you're 21, right?
21.
Oh. Yeah, you got it. You got some room to move.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get right. Some boobs at some point.
Meaning for real or for fake? Like which?
I guess
either way,
fake.
I don't know. You're 21. I don't know.
Real?
I'm just saying. I don't know. She said maybe I could get bigger boobs.
I didn't
bring it up.
Was the industry what you thought it was going to be when you got involved? Or is it harder work than you thought it would be? Like, what surprised you about it?
I was actually thinking that it would be a lot more scary and just real casual. You go on set and there's tons of people just hanging around. Ooh, look at them over there. It's actually a lot more professional than I ever thought it would be. The people are so much more nice, and they're really respectful. I never thought
I would be nice, too, if I had 21-year-old girls coming in who were willing to have sex in front of me. I would also be nice.
Especially when they're sure thing, right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't
be surprised by that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, the one bad thing, though, that we thought would be different with porn is that we wouldn't have to get up so early anymore.
Yeah. You do? Oh, you mean to come in and do this? Yeah.
They work banker's hours at porn.
They do?
Yeah, be there 8, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, yeah.
Really?
That's surprising.
You'd think their call time would be like midnight.
I know, yeah.
What's going on with that?
It's the best time of day. 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Huh.
Well, you are certainly an interesting family, that's for sure. Let me give out Desi's website address again. It's Desi Fox. That's DesiFoxx.com. Ellie doesn't have hers up yet, but will soon. And what's the title of the movie that you were describing to us of you with the same guy? What's
Sweet Creams Are Made of These?
I don't think that was it. I don't think that was it.
That's not it?
What's it called, you guys?
That was actually for a website that isn't going to be out for a couple of months, but
okay.
We are working.
Maybe the beginning of the year, right?
We are working on a DVD currently that we're going to be distributing ourselves, so hopefully that should be out beforehand, and you'll be able to find more info on DesiFox.com.
Okay. All right. Be sure to keep us in the loop. Send us the emails, let us know what you're up to, all right?
Definitely. Send you guys free copies of the DVD.
Yes, you will. Yeah. Now we're talking.
And you're her mother.
I'm her mother.
Just want to clarify before we run out of time.
You know, there's lots of people who swing, so.
Yes.
We actually recently met a father
kids.
And son who swing together.
No kidding.
In real life, though. They're not porn.
Father and son who swing together.
Yeah,
how about that?
They go to, you know, and do things.
How about that?
As far as we've gone.
Are you guys going to make a movie with them?
We talked about it.
See?
They're both hot. Yeah.
All right.
There's supposed to be a father and son running around that are important.
Oh, no kidding.
So, yeah.
So. Got to find those.
Well, that's an interview we won't be doing.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Are we on? Is that it?
Yeah, we're on, dude.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for letting me know. 1-800-520-1067 is the number if you want to give us a call. A pair of tickets to the NASCAR Pepsi 500, including the Miller Lite Rock and Racing Performance by Chris Cornell is what you get. That's happening this Sunday. You call now to get on the air here on K-Rock.
You think we'll ever be professional?
Well, usually I hear something for a second before we're on the air, something that lets me know where we are on the air in the show, and this time all of a sudden there was just nothing.
Huh.
I don't know. Are listening to the music, the What It Do music.
That's all me. All
yeah.
Right. Let's say good morning to Oscar, who is calling from Highland Park. Good morning, Oscar.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hello.
Hey, Lisa May, I want to be your cameraman.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice delivery.
I want to be your cameraman.
Hey, guys, Doug Kriegel. This morning to let you guys know, you guys are doing God's work, bringing some porn stars early in the morning.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
But you guys are a bunch of douches out there in K-Rock. No live webcams. You know, I'm here at work listening to you guys online. And,
dude, we just got the radio station online. You want us to start pulling off a webcam?
Plus, yeah, we don't want to encourage any spanking going on while we're on the air.
Rub one off early in the morning.
Okay.
No. That's what I'm saying. We don't want that while we're talking. That's very disturbing to us, the idea that you're working it.
Well, see, I got to work it, you know.
Well, work it somewhere else, mister. Move along. Nothing to see here.
You just hold on.
Tell your story walking.
Let's talk to Paul in Seal Beach.
This mic smells like porn star, by the way.
Does it?
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's all perfumey.
Paul is on the air talking about a story that Ralph mentioned on yesterday's Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Paul. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do, Paul?
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, I was, you know, at first when you guys were talking about Cher being Catwoman, I was totally with you that it would be a horrible decision.
Yes. Right? It still is.
But then now that I think about, like, some of the great villains in history, they've been decrepit old women that are just haggish, you know? You look at, like, the Witch and Wizard of Oz or the Queen and Snow White. They were all just old, disgusting women, you know?
But not Catwoman.
But Catwoman's not
She's
the Wicked Witch
young
of the
and
West.
Sexy.
I understand. I totally agree with what Ralph's saying because, you know, you want to stick to the story as much as possible in the history of the story.
Right.
But, I mean, he's changed the other thing. He changed the Joker character big time, and it worked great.
Yeah,
he
but
did.
Don't change this is what we're saying.
Well, I mean, if the choice is between Megan Fox and Cher, it's got to be Megan Fox
right.
any day of the week.
That's what I'm saying.
But...
And since Cher's they both exist...
I mean, Cher's old as hell, and I would never want to get anywhere near her. But
yeah, but we're thinking Catwoman. We're not thinking crazy cat lady who lives in an apartment by herself with a bunch of cats hoarding newspapers.
Well, it may work, though.
Maybe that's what it'll turn it into.
Yeah, if I could turn to crime.
I don't want her. What is more scary, though? Megan Fox, who looks super hot, or the crazy old cat lady?
I don't need Catwoman to be scary. I need her to be hot.
Yeah, I think he's right.
You need your moment. With
yeah,
yourself.
I think yes. so.
Paul, we're just going to have to wait and see what Christopher Nolan ends up doing. But it's certainly going to be a great debate.
If it's Cher, I'm boycotting. And I will be picketing.
No, you're not.
I will be picketing and boycotting.
You've Both? Never boycotted anything having to do with Batman in your whole life.
Well,
start now.
That's how wrong-headed that decision would be.
Ma'am, your thoughts on Cher?
Madam, you sicken me. And if there was an N-word for old women who played tennis, I would use it on you, but good.
All right. Thank you. I think I'm with her. I think I'm with Ralph. We don't need her.
Let's talk to Eric in Huntington
yeah,
Park.
Hey, Eric.
On line four. Yeah, Eric, what'd it do? Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, so on Monday, me and my friends, we went to the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles down here on Pico.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And guess who we saw, man?
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
Come on.
Mother effing Snoop.
How about that?
And me and my friends walked up to him, and we straight up said, what to do, nephew? and he said it like a pimp.
Well,
what
of course.
Do, nephew?
He invented it.
Like,
he can pull it
like,
off. That's
oh,
that's where we got it from, but we kept it because all of us deliver it so poorly, it cracks us up.
Yeah, man, it was crazy.
He's the originator, though. That's the guy that came up with it, and yeah, he's very cool.
He's OG.
It was cool. There wasn't really a lot of people hanging out there, so we got an autograph and everything, pictures and stuff, and yeah, cool cat.
Did you let him eat at any point, or were you just...
No, we sat there next to him, like, eating out of his food.
Oh, poor Snoop. Eating out of his food.
Yeah.
Can you just do a little of drop it while it's hot while I have some of your waffles? Did he smoke you out?
What happened?
Did he smoke you out?
Of course. It's a must.
Yeah, no. No. All right.
Thanks for the call. Great celebrity sighting. That Roscoe's Fried Chicken and Waffles, by the way, is heaven on earth. I mean, there's nothing better in the whole world than a number 13.
Oh,
let's face
it. Stop it. There's a lot.
What? It's so great.
It's
Name a better restaurant.
Waffles.
Name a better place to eat than Roscoe's Fried Chicken and Waffles. You can't.
There's too many to name.
There is.
There's tons
nope.
of restaurants.
And when you're in the mood for chicken and waffles, yes, Roscoe's.
There you go, Roscoe's.
But you have to specifically need that to go there.
I'd eat there every day if I could.
All right, you're an ass.
Did we take three calls? We have time for one more?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, well, we lost. Yeah. Which one do you like?
Milton, you nuts?
Milton.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Milton it is.
Milton in North Hollywood. Good morning.
What did we take? Oh, how about the one with lots of sex?
Well, we were 1 second away from Strip Guitar Hero, and then that one, for some reason, switched to something else. So I don't know what the phone screeners are doing, but they're hosing us. I'm sorry, Milton. Go ahead.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, Milton?
What's going on, dude?
Baby boo? Well, pretty much last Thursday, I went to a club here in North Hollywood, and pretty much it was like a porn night.
They have porn nights
at clubs?
Yeah, what club is that? I'm going.
Well, it's in North Hollywood. And it was pretty crazy.
So we can't miss it? Just go to North Hollywood? And is it a CIA club?
Nah, it's like, I don't know. It was crazy.
It was in North Hollywood, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was in North Hollywood.
All right.
I'm Lancashire.
Okay.
We're narrowing it down.
So it was a porn night.
Yeah, it was a porn night. Like, there was a bunch of porn people there. And pretty much at the end, like, Ron Jeremy showed up. So I that capped it off, you know? But other than that, I just saw some crazy stuff I had never seen before in live in person.
Well, you brought it to life, man. You really did. I feel like
he's not
right there
to give
with
us
you.
Any details regarding the story.
Were they shooting video for a porn, or was it just people there to have fun?
Well, there's people with cameras there, and like, because I know one of the promoters there, so we were all up in the VIP, and it was crazy. Like, they had dancers.
That's what they're going to call it, all up in the VIP. It's the name of the porn.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Milton.
Yeah. It was in North Hollywood, and it was all crazy.
North Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, I know less about it than I did before you called, but thank you.
it was a lot of words to now know less than we did before.
How do you
but...
take a story about a bunch of porn people at a club banging and make it deadly, deadly dull?
Yeah,
how does that happen?
I don't know, but congratulations to Milton.
Like a superpower.
That's a skill right there. I want to thank our special guest, Kerry Bryan, for joining us. Or is it Byron? I think it's Byron, actually, for joining us from the MythBusters TV show. New episode tonight on the Discovery Channel at 9 o'clock, where they investigate the July 1969 hoax of a moon landing. That looks like a terrific show. And thanks to Kerry for coming on.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. Thanks for that info, Bean. We'll be back. I know it's hard to believe, but he continues.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you more about genital warts. Good times.
Oh, good.
Tomorrow morning.
Because I've been dying to hear.
Another episode of Let's Talk About Megan Fox.
Sorry. Oh, thank God.
Best new feature. Probably our best feature ever.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah. We didn't cover it all yesterday?
How can you cover it all? You could do a whole show on it.
Ralph, did you hear that we have a special guest lined up for tomorrow?
I did.
Who apparently knows the house Megan Fox grew up in, knows where it is, and is going to talk about that.
I would just lick the carpet for days if I knew where that house was.
And then you can go over to the house.
Dear God.
I would be a human vacuum.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
Just hoping to get some of her DNA.
We will tell you about a one-man show by a comedian.
A one-man show. What comedian?
Crafted together.
What comedian? Comedian?
By a comedian.
Uh-huh.
What?
Okay, comedian. Well, let me just say that I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your concern, all right? Your thoughts are very well organized, presented clearly and concisely. But bear with me. Are you mental?
Which comedian are we talking about, Kevin?
An Armenian one.
Oh, you bastard!
And a movie about fantasy football, which I know is Ralph's favorite thing in the world.
Finally. Freaking fantasy football.
We're going to talk to Hunter and Josh about the movie that they have produced, a documentary about fantasy
As
football.
As if the act itself isn't evil enough. Now they're making movies about it.
That's all coming up tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show, but don't go anywhere because Kat Corbett is next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the Red Hot Chili Peppers, also P.O.D., Bravery, Jane's Addiction, and more. It's all straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.